to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. We've been at this for over 20 years, and we're proud to be here as part of your team to help you get those jobs done. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer or a do-it-for-me kind of home improver, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. We can help you plan projects, solve problems, solve decor dilemmas, repair, renovate, whatever's on your to-do list, swing it right over to ours by reaching out with your questions again to 1-888-MONEYPIT, or for a faster response, go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, a common plumbing problem. It's one that might have a very simple solution, though. We're talking about stinky odors coming from your sinks. We're going to share a hack that can definitely help.
And if you'd love to add more light to your kitchen, a popular window trend can do just that in a very unusual way. We're going to share that tip just ahead.
And if you're a pet lover and considering a new decor or remodeling project, you probably already know that despite our love for our pets, not all home improvements mix well when they're around. So we're going to share some tips for the best pet-friendly floors just ahead.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. If you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help.
So reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, heading over to Illinois, we've got Steve on the line who's dealing with a chimney issue. What's happening?
Well, it's a house with a brick chimney used for venting the water heater and furnace. It goes from the basement to the roof, and it's a wider chimney, probably 4 to 5 foot wide. And we're wondering about removing it and then going all electric.
Going all electric with your heat?
And the water heater.
Well, your costs are going to be a heck of a lot more than gas. Is that what you have now is gas?
Propane now, and we're thinking of going with a heat pump.
It gets closer in terms of cost comparison when you're paying for propane, which is quite expensive. So let's just, if you do decide to go away from fossil fuel and to go electric, then the chimney just really becomes sort of a static piece of the house. At that point, you need to decide whether it contributes architecturally to the house, in which case you might want to keep it, but that also means you have to upkeep the flashing and that sort of thing around where the roof intersects with it. If you want to remove it, it's really a pretty straightforward, although a pretty heavy-duty job, because you'd have to take the bricks apart, and they actually will come apart pretty easy with a few taps of a heavy mallet. They'll start to loosen up, and you start at the top, and you basically unstack the bricks all the way down to the basement. Of course, after that, you need to decide what you want to do with those spaces. You're going to probably have holes in the floors that have to be filled in, and that's going to impact your floor covering. You may have some walls that need to be refinished. You know, it's a lot of work to sort of make the house look like it never had a chimney to begin with. First, of course, you would start by closing in the roof and then sort of tackle the rest of those spaces, you know, at your convenience thereafter. So it can be done. It's just a big job to do, and so you have to decide how important that is to you for all those reasons.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate the information.
All right, now we're welcoming Maria from Rhode Island. What is going on at your money pit?
I have an unusual ceiling. It's it was damaged by water, and the pieces that fell, the plaster that fell, reveal cement-like panels of like 4x4, I've been told, from someone who went in my attic. And I was just wondering how to repair that, and I don't want to lower this ceiling. And I was wondering if I could just plaster the holes and smooth it out, because it also has a very room-like, swirly design, and I don't like that.
Okay, so first of all, it sounds like you have what we call rock lath. If you look at the evolution of wall construction, interior wall construction, you know, when walls were first framed, and they would put, I think what we all commonly known as tomato sticks, it's a wood lath strip that was on the wood studs. And then on top of the wood lath strips, they would spread plaster, and the plaster would sort of press in between the lath and sort of hook onto the back of the wood, and that was the finished wall. Okay, so then after that, we decided that there was this other material that's called rock lath, and it's like the precursor to drywall today, but it was 2-foot by 4-foot boards generally, and those were nailed on the wood studs, and then the plaster was applied on top of that lath, that rock lath. And so I think that's what you're saying you have. So you know, there's no reason that you can't, now that the leak is fixed, go ahead and plaster back over that again. And in terms of the wall finish, that's totally up to you whether you want to do the swirl to match what you have or not. But that could be done without the need to you know, add any depth or take up any ceiling height and that sort of thing. It should work, you know, just fine. I will say that when you're done, you will have to paint the entire ceiling to get it to match properly. And I would strongly recommend that you prime it with a solvent-based primer like Akils. We're talking about the oil-based, the solvent-based, because it's going to stick better and help seal in that old surface and give you a beautiful smooth finish when you put the new paint on after that. All right, Maria, good luck with that project. I hope the roof leak sticks this time. Before anything else, fix the leak.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, now we've got Mike in Iowa on the line who needs some help insulating a garage. Tell us about it.
Hi, I have a 3.5 or a four-car garage underneath the house. It's a ranch. The floor has trusses in it, and it's cold in there. It gets cold here in Iowa, and it stays, 35, 45 degrees during the winter, even in the coldest day. And it has batting insulation in it, but it's still cold. And, you know, our bedroom is above it. So I was thinking about putting some insulation in it, either in the drilling the holes and blowing it in, or just doing it around the outside, the outer walls. Or am I just wasting my time trying to do any better?
All right, so the garage ceiling, the walls between the garage and the house, should already be insulated. So what you're asking is, can you add additional insulation to the exterior garage walls? Is that correct? Because that would be, theoretically, the only part of this garage that was not insulated.
Correct. Well, the outer walls are concrete. So it's basically the ceiling I'm after, because the cold air goes up the rooms above the garage.
So do you have any, the way the ceiling is configured, it's drywall right now?
Correct.
So there may not be any additional room above that to add additional insulation, like you mentioned, blown in. If that ceiling was built correctly, there's already insulation there, so you may not be able to add more to that. This might be a situation where you need to improve the heat more than add to the ceiling insulation, because short of building it downward so that you have more depth, I don't see how you're going to add additional insulation if it's already insulated.
Well, there's batting up there. I didn't know if it would do any good to have them blow it in and pack it as tight as they can get it with you know, that blowing insulation.
No, because insulation doesn't work on being packed as tight as possible. Insulation works on the principle of trapped air. And so if you overpack the insulation, it becomes less effective, not more effective.
Right. All right, well, that tells me I would have wasted my money if I had a, when I had somebody come out and blow it in.
I know. It might not be the answer you want, but at least we didn't have you spending money on something that wasn't going to work, Mike. I hope that does help. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, is there an offbeat odor in your kitchen? Well, it's probably not coming from the chef or what they're making. Up next, we're going to share a common plumbing problem with a very simple solution. Stinky odors coming from your sinks. We'll share a hack that can help after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you got home improvement questions, but you don't know where to turn for the answers? Well, turn to us, of course. We want to help you save time, save money, get all of those home improvement hassles out of the way so you don't have to worry about being slowed down on your road to your dream house.
And you can do all that when you follow the Money Pit podcast. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Joan in Illinois on the line who's dealing with a mold issue. Tell us about it, Joan.
Well, I'm wondering what causes dry rot and how you can tell if you have it.
Okay. Well, what are you seeing, Joan?
Coming down to the floor, there's about an inch below the molding, and I took the carpet up, and I saw sawdust down there, and I wondered if it was dry rot.
Right. So first of all, there's no such thing as dry rot. There's only wet rot. Wood that gets wet, it gets over 25% moist, can start to decay. Then if that wood also dries out, that's what people call dry rot. But it's really sort of a misnomer because it's not really dry rot. It's wet rot that has dried out.
Oh, so we can't cause it by overheating or under-humidifying a house.
No. Well, not overheating, but if you over-humidify, I guess it's technically possible because you'd put a lot of water in there. But no, you're not going to cause it by overheating. Now, in terms of what you're seeing under this molding, I think that would bear some further investigation. When you mentioned sawdust, I think about carpenter ants, for example. And so I would make sure that I know exactly what's causing this. One of the things that you could do is you could take a picture of it, and you could post it to our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit. We'll take a look at it and give you an opinion. Or you could post it to the community section at moneypit.com. How about that?
That sounds great.
All right, Joan, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, we're heading over to Virginia now, where Greg is dealing with a hard water situation. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
I have a little farmhouse up in Virginia, and very hard water, and was looking at some of the options of how to address that, salt-based, salt-free, reverse osmosis, magnetic, et cetera, and it's all confusing what's real and what's reasonable from a price standpoint.
All right, so you're on well water, I presume, correct? And have you had the water tested for other contaminants?
When we first bought it, it's safe to drink. We haven't tested it in the last several years. But
okay. So the first thing I would do is I would have the water tested so that you know exactly what you're dealing with. Because if there's some contaminants in there, that's going to change the type of system that you put in. Now, if the water test reveals that your only problem is hard water, then I would try what you're calling the magnetic option. And there's a product called Easy Water, EASYwater.com, that I've had good success with. And what Easy Water does is essentially is installed at the pump, or actually where the water enters the building, and it charges the hard water particles and then gives them a charge so that they don't stick together and they pass through the plumbing system without causing all of the types of issues that are associated with hard water deposits, iron stains, and that sort of thing. And the reason I'd suggest Easy Water is because if you don't like it, they have a money-back guarantee. And they seem to be good people, and I think the science behind it is solid. There's a lot of folks out there that once they saw the success that Easy Water was having, copied or tried to copy the technology. But I think if you go to EASYwater.com, try that product. See what you think. I think you'll be good to go. But again, test first because we want to make sure that there's no other contaminants.
Excellent. And it's not a permanent process, so the water downstream, this process reverses itself. But from the time it comes into your house till it's out.
Yeah, from the time it comes in till the time it leaves, that's when it's your responsibility, right?
Hey, I agree. Very good.
All right. Good luck with that project, Greg. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you've ever noticed an odor in your kitchen or your bathroom sink, it could be something called biogas. Essentially, it's what happens when bacteria grows inside the drain lines of the sink. So it's pretty gunky and yucky.
Now, an easy solution for bathrooms is to fill the sink with hot water until it reaches the overflow and then slow it down to a trickle so it still runs down the overflow but not the sink itself. And then add a couple of cups of bleach to the water.
Yeah, now that bleach is going to run down the overflow channel, and that's going to kill any bacteria that it finds. And then after a few minutes, you can add another cup or two of bleach and let the drain out slowly. So this way it does the same for the waistline under the sink. And all of this should totally make you odor-free.
Now, for kitchen sinks, you can put bleach in a spray bottle and spray the drain and disposer area. Let it sit for a good 15 minutes and then run warm water and the disposer, if you have one, for a few minutes to rinse it all out, and you'll be good to go in both the kitchen and the bath.
Nadine in Iowa has an interesting question. Your countertop has gotten noisy. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, it does. We had it installed, I would say, between 3 and 5 years ago. And right after we had this Corian counter installed, we started getting very sharp, loud bangs occasionally. And I mean like somebody just shot at the house bangs. And it has been going on since we had it installed to varying degrees. Louder sometimes than others, but they've been out to check and can't figure it out. And, you know, I don't, it, the only unusual thing that happened when they put it in was that one corner didn't want to go down, so the guy had to put his full weight on it to push it down and finally make it go down. And my feeling is something must be bound in there that every once in a while builds up enough energy to really snap.
Well, that's certainly an unusual situation because countertops aren't known for their noise. You know,
okay.
We get squeaky floor questions. We get banging pipe questions. I don't think we've ever gotten a loud countertop question.
Well, I doubt that it's the countertop. My feeling is something might be bound in there, you know, having been caused by having the countertop put on.
Well, you might be correct. And what could be happening is that you could have expansion and contraction going on either with the walls or even with the plumbing. You know, especially with the water being right there, when a pipe heats up, it tends to expand. And if it's attached to the framing very, very tightly, it will rub across that framing, and it could make a creaking sound or a banging sound.
Okay.
And I've heard that before in bathrooms and also in kitchens.
Okay.
The other thought is that if the countertop is bound, as you say, against part of the frame of the house and you're getting expansion and contraction, that could be the source of the sound. Although I tend to think that even though it's annoying, it probably isn't really very damaging if it's one or the other of those things.
No, I don't think it's damaging at all. It's just that when you have guests and their eyes get wide and they start to go for the floor, you think maybe, I mean, it is quite loud when it does it. So you think it could possibly be plumbing?
It could very well be because, you know, plumbing really carries the sound. And especially if you're running a dishwasher and the hot water comes on, that could cause a noise.
However, we've kind of checked that out, you know, what's on, what's running, and all of that, and that doesn't seem to come into play. What would your suggestion be as to sleuthing this problem out?
Well, I guess I would have to be sitting there staring at it, thinking about it for a long time, but reinstalling the countertop would probably be the best solution, although it's a boatload of work and you could potentially damage the countertop in the process. If they had to really squeeze it in, I suspect that something is a little bit too tight and it's in tension and it's really not designed to be pulled out.
All right. Thanks so much.
Stuart's on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I'm wondering at what point in a house life should you look at the insulation in your attic and re-insulating?
Well, if you have insulation that's old and you notice that it's sort of sagging and compressed and no longer fluffy, at that point I would remove the insulation and replace it. If you've got insulation that's still pretty fluffy and it holds a lot of air, but you just don't have enough of it, then you can add additional layers on top of that. You do that with unfaced fiberglass bats. You lay them in perpendicular to the existing insulation to try to get up to that, say, 15 to 20 inch level of insulation. Because at that level, you're going to be super insulated and it's really going to make a big savings in your heating costs.
Okay, but if it's flat, it needs removed before you put further insulation on top of it. It needs to have a little bounce to it, I guess.
If it's old and it's flat and it's compressed and it's sagging, then I would take it out and start from scratch.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Stuart. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, if you'd love to add more light to your kitchen, a popular window trend can do just that in a very unusual way. And guess what? It puts light exactly where you need it. So stick around for this awesome tip.
888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
One Safe Place, Children's Legacy Center, and Tri-Counties Bank present the second annual Crab Feed After Party, February 3rd, at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Doors open at 7:30, featuring the Lance Michael Cornwell Band with opening act California-grown band. Proceeds from this party help provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets available at ospshasta.org. The After Party, February 3rd, Shasta District Fairgrounds, 7:30 doors, 21 and up. Brought to you in part by Umpqua Bank, Action News, Now, and this station.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. And if you're a do-it-yourselfer, we'll also make sure you don't become a do-it-to-yourselfer by taking some wrong steps along the way. Let's all get those jobs done safely and beautifully so you can enjoy them for many, many moons to come. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jane Ellen in Pennsylvania is looking at getting some new windows. How can we help you make that decision?
Yes, well, we're looking at getting replacing our single-pane windows. And our question is, do you think it would be more cost-effective to spend the extra money on triple pane windows, or would double pane windows be okay? Other than the windows, the house is fairly well insulated. It's not real drafty. We haven't priced our options yet, so we're looking for an opinion.
I think that double pane windows will be fine. The thing is that when you shop for windows, you have all of these different features and benefits that you have to compare and contrast, and sometimes it gets very confusing when you do that. What I would look for is a window that's Energy Star rated and one that has double pane glass. As long as the glass is insulated and has like a low E coating so it reflects the heat back, that'll be fine. It's been my experience that unless you live in the most severe climates, triple pane glass doesn't really make up the additional cost in terms of return on investment.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
What kind of windows do you have now? Are they very drafty?
They're single pane windows. They're relatively decent windows for single pane, but they're old. They're starting to, you can see the gas is starting to escape from them, and they are a little drafty. Our house has a field behind it. Our backyard kind of opens up into a field. So there's a significant amount of wind that comes across the field and blows into the back of the house. And off the main back area, we have like a three-seasons room, which helps to block some of the wind from the interior downstairs. But the upstairs bedrooms, you feel the wind a little bit more significantly, and we notice the single pane windows a little bit more there. It seems more drafty right there.
Well, I think these windows are going to make a big difference for you. Now, if you need to save some money and maybe not doing them all at once, that's fine too. What I would do is the north and east sections of the house first, sides of the house first, and then the south and the west second. Okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
I know, given the winter that we've all had in the northeast and pretty much all over the United States, you might think that a triple pane glass is going to do the trick, especially when we've had, an average of 5 degrees tops.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, the days that we've had, 30 and 40 degree temperatures, I've put on a light jacket. I've seen families out with no jackets. People are out of their minds when we get 40 degree days.
I know. We're happy for it, right?
It's like summer.
All right. Well, Jane Ellen, I hope that helps you out. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like to really light up a space and do that naturally, here's an interesting trick that can do just that, and it's by adding transom windows.
I love a transom window, and it's of such a time period, and it really just makes the house look so unique and interesting. Now, if you're wondering, what the heck is a transom window? You've definitely seen them in old movies because they were common in the days before air conditioning because it kind of opened up the airflow around the house. We're talking about those tilt-in windows that were typically above an interior door. And these were there to help circulate the air. This way you could have airflow because air conditioning didn't exist yet. So it definitely helped cool things down. Plus, they are just so gorgeous.
So today, transom-sized windows are really popular in baths and showers to provide light and privacy. But builders are coming up with other creative applications like door side lights as a way to provide light in the kitchen by installing them over top of wall cabinets where they can add a ton of light to your kitchen. So it's a new idea for an old building element, transom windows. Think about it if you're doing a project where you think they might be a good fit.
Heading over to Florida, where Peter has lost power in the bathroom. Peter, what's going on, and can you see what you're doing?
Yeah, I had a GFI go bad, and when I went to change it over, for some reason I couldn't get any juice to the receptacle underneath the sink. So I got juice to where I put the new one in. But so I went down to Home Depot and listened to you folks all the time. And I got a new one, and the gentleman over there told me to find the hot wires go and put them on the receptacle where it says line. And then the other two hook up on the bottom of it.
Peter, do you know that the ground fault circuit worked properly and then it stopped working?
Yes, sir.
So it worked properly and it stopped working. Have you considered the fact that the ground fault circuit interrupter could be doing its job and then there could be a problem elsewhere in the circuit?
Yeah, I didn't give a thought about that. No, I didn't.
So I think that when ground fault circuit interrupters start to trip, people say, oh, it must be a bad circuit breaker, and they don't consider the fact that the circuit breaker is, in fact, doing its job, detecting a diversion of current to a ground source and tripping to prevent you from getting a shock. So the solution wouldn't be necessarily first to replace the ground fault. I would investigate further to see what exactly is happening and causing that to trip. I think, based on your description of what you've done thus far, that this might be just a little bit above your skill set. And while we can respect the fact that you're doing this on your own, when it comes to electricity, you want to get it right. And if you were to miswire that, and in fact, perhaps you know, there are different ways to hook up ground faults. And if you do it one way, you can get it to trip and not protect the rest of the circuit. So it would appear to be working correctly when in fact it wouldn't. So this is not the kind of thing I would recommend that you do yourself, Peter. With all due respect, I would definitely have an electrician look at this, because I suspect that the ground fault is doing its thing. They rarely go bad. And if it's tripping, it's probably tripping because something is going on elsewhere in the circuit. The ground faults will cover everything that's on that circuit. So if you had, for example, a loose wire somewhere down the line, and that was causing some sort of an arcing condition, that could trigger the ground fault to go off. So contact an electrician. This is the kind of job that you should not do yourself, because I want to make sure that the problem is what you think it is and it gets properly fixed. Peter, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Coming up, if you're a pet lover and you're considering a new decor or maybe even a big remodeling project, you probably already know that all home improvements don't necessarily fit well with pets. Heck, the mailman bothers my pet. So imagine what it's like when we're doing construction. We've got some tips for the best pet-friendly floors just ahead.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deisch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeischCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deisch Coatings.
Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com.
Hey guys, whether you are doing a job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how to get that job done right the first time on the Money Pit Podcast. So join us on the Money Pit Podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast. Lots of great advice.
Nancy in Massachusetts is dealing with a garage that's got other plans than closing. What's going on there?
I have a dilemma about what to do about the door. It's just not closing properly, and sometimes it doesn't even want to go up and down, never mind when it comes down, it wiggles left to right till it gets to the bottom.
This is on a garage door opener?
Oh, yes.
So when it goes up and down, it shimmies in the opening?
Yes, and the closing.
So generally, the rollers on the side of the garage door are failing when that occurs. They're ball-bearing rollers, and when they get stuck, then they get sort of hung up on the way down, and that's what makes the door sort of vibrate. It puts a lot of resistance on it, too, and that may be the reason it's not closing all the way or closing evenly. Sounds like the door is pretty old, and you know your options are to replace all the hardware and try to realign the door, get it working right, or just replace the door and the door opener. If it's that old and that sort of rickety, I might lean towards just a replacement. The new doors today are actually a lot lighter than the old doors, and they work really smoothly. I just put two on in the garage, I guess about 8-9 months ago now. I'm really happy with them. And I used to have really heavy hardboard doors on this garage. Now I have nice factory painted steel doors that look really good, really sharp, and just close flawlessly every single time.
Well, this is one of those metal doors.
It is? Okay. But it's an older metal door?
Yeah. And I put bow shield on the tracks to try to get it to roll down properly.
Yeah. But if the hardware has failed, even if you've lubricated the tracks, if the hardware has failed, it's not going to work right.
So what would you recommend? A new door or just get somebody over to do the hardware?
I'd get a new door and a new opener.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to put good money after bad.
Exactly. I think who knows if you could find the old hardware to match and everything. I'd just get a new door and a new opener. I think it'd be worth it.
Okay, very good advice. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Nancy. Good luck with that project.
Well, if you're a pet lover and you're considering a new decor or remodeling project, you probably already know that all home improvements don't necessarily fit well with your pets. Although that Persian rug might look super gorgeous in your home, it might not be the best choice. Durability is definitely key when you've got pets, and I'm even going to put kids in the small pets category. If you've got pets or kids, you definitely need durability when it comes to your flooring.
Yeah, so features like easy cleanup is really key. You want to look at floors like, for example, one of my favorites is the new stone hybrid floors that are almost indestructible, completely waterproof, and really, really durable, as well as laminate or luxury vinyl plank, or the woodlook porcelain tiles are absolutely beautiful, or ceramic flooring makes sense. These are the kinds of hard surface products that are easier to keep clean and stain-free, and, of course, much more than what you would have to deal with if you had any type of area rug or a carpet.
Yeah. Now, another great benefit to this is that hard flooring options will be more comfortable for your dog or cat during those hot summer months if they have a lot of hair or fur. And you can definitely get pet-friendly flooring that will make your house look amazing. I mean, there are so many beautiful options for every type of architectural style and every design preference.
You know, when our grandpets are visiting, they love to chase the ball in the house. So it's kind of a straight shot from the kitchen sink all the way back to the living room because of the way the house is configured. So the dog will bring me the ball, a little tennis ball, and I'll toss it in the direction of the kitchen, and he'll take off for that ball, but he forgets to stop before he gets to the cabinets, and he slides in, and like body slams it a little bit. It took him a few tries to figure out that he just can't do that.
But the floor
has no wear and tear as a result of all that sliding of the nails across it. That's what we're talking about here, just really super durable, pet-friendly flooring. Hey, if you like more tips, we've got a great post on our website at MoneyPit.com. It's called Pet Friendly Design and Decorating Tips for Your Home. So you can search for that on MoneyPit.com.
Bela in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, we have a sunroom, and the roof of the sunroom is 4 inches of styrofoam, and on top of that is aluminum. Now, when it rains, it's very, very noisy. It's like living in a double wide, you know. So what I would like to do is put, like, architectural shingles on it. Now, I talked to one roofer. He said, oh, we can just nail it on. But I don't think so. I thought maybe we need some plywood, three-quarter-inch plywood, and even maybe some spacers.
This aluminum roof, is it fairly flat, or is it shaped?
It is flat, yes, sir.
Well, first of all, keep in mind that metal roofs are far more durable than asphalt shingle roofs, but if you can't really deal with the sound and you want to soften it, I agree with you. I do think you should attach a plywood decking to that metal roof first, and I would do that with screws. So I would drive screws through the decking into that metal roof, and then on top of that, I would put ice and water shield, which is going to give you protection from any ice damming. And I would probably, since it's a fairly flat roof or a low slope roof, I would probably cover the entire surface with ice and water shield. And then over that, I would put the asphalt shingles.
Okay, sir. Thank you so very much for your help.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, we are going to help Richard. Now, Richard needs a solution to a shower pan that's cracked and leaking. We're going to help tackle that question next.
Start your year off with a winning streak. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 new year. New winnings. Swipe to win draw. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss your chance to win up to $200 free slot play every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for final drawings on January 25th and February 29th for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the score, Reading, and At the Door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first
by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Richard wrote into Team Money Pit and says, I need to replace an acrylic shower pan that has cracked and is leaking after only a few years. I'm thinking of replacing it with a tile-ready shower pan. Is this a durable solution? I don't want to have to replace it after just a few years like that acrylic pan. What do you think happened? Do you think it was like an uneven base and so that caused the acrylic to crack? Because those don't generally seem to crack so quickly.
Well, my experience with those pans is that unless they're put on top of a mortar base, they flex. So what you really ought to be doing when you set an acrylic pan is you mix up some mortar, the same kind of mortar you might use for, say, a stacking block project, and you lay that across the subfloor first, and then you press the acrylic pan down into it so that there is no flex, there's no gaps, there's no voids between the pan and the base of the shower. This way, when you step in it, there's nothing to bend and therefore nothing to crack. And I think that's exactly what happened here. It probably wasn't put in correctly, and so it cracked there for a couple of years. Now, that said, a tile-ready shower pan is really a good option. These are made from composite. They're thick. They're strong. They're easy to maintain. They're easy to install, too, by the way, because it's a one-piece install. And they can last for decades. So this is a project that you really don't want to have to do. But if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right so you don't have to deal with it again. And I think the tile-ready pan is a good choice for this, Richard. So good luck with that project.
All right. Now we've got one from Kara who says her wood floor wasn't installed right. She says the ends of the hardwood planks are all in a row on every other board. How should it have been done, and is there a way to fix this?
Yeah, you know, Kara, you can't undo this without taking the whole floor apart. What you're explaining is it was just a decision that was made by the installers to line up those ends of the boards every other plank. Now, you usually don't do that. You usually want to...
It's like in threes, right?
Three, four, five sometimes, yeah. So it really isn't a detectable pattern. In your case, it's kind of a little checkerboard-esque, and I can see why that would be bothersome to you. Also, if the hardwood that they bought for this project was sort of the lower-grade hardwood, it tends to come in shorter pieces, and it's harder to get those kinds of patterns to lay out. But if you were to buy something like a laminate product, like a manufactured product, you'll find that they have specific recommendations for how to overlap those boards so you don't see those seams. So if I'm doing a wide board, I'm going to do, like, yes, Leslie, if it's a wide board, at least a three-plank overlap, right? So you're not going to be able to see that seam repeat for three boards. And if it's a more narrow board, it might go up to four or five boards. So it's really not that obvious when you're done.
Yeah, sorry that happened, Kara. Perhaps you can deal with an area rug to kind of help mask that a little bit in the spots that are super annoying. But perhaps it'll be something that you grow to love. And I know as a kid I always found interest in patterns and flooring and different tiles and things in the bathroom. So maybe you can make a game of it while you're getting used to it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? The next time you're ready to refinish that floor, I would recommend using not a gloss finish because that will really highlight all of those end grains. Just use a satin finish, a low luster finish. That'll help sort of blend everything in and not point out where those boards are seamed, at least not make it quite so obvious.
All right, but in the meantime, you have a new floor, so enjoy it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for spending a bit of your day with us. We hope that we've been helpful to you with the projects you'd like to get done around your house. Remember, if you've got a question about a project specific to you, we would love to hear from you. You can do that a couple of ways. Just go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question right there. Or anytime, 24/7, just dial us up at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
96.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden is pushing Congress to support a Senate deal.
The president has weighed in on proposed legislation that he said would be the toughest and fairest set of reforms to secure the border ever. He also pledged to use a new emergency authority to shut down the border as soon as he could sign it into law. But House Speaker Mike Johnson suggested the compromise could be dead on arrival in his chamber. The White House is seeking $110 billion in emergency funding for Ukraine, Israel, and immigration enforcement, while Republicans are demanding changes in border policy. Greg Clugston reporting.
President Trump is vowing to appeal the multi-million dollar verdict against him in a defamation case, saying the legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon. The former president's attorneys say that they've learned of a major conflict of interest situation between the attorney for the plaintiff and the judge in that case. Some of the grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets are back in the air.
Alaska Airlines has been allowed to resume a limited number of flights with its MAX 9 jets, which were grounded earlier this month after a panel blew out the side of a jet that had just left Portland, Oregon, January 5th.
We are emergency. We are depressurized.
Audio from liveatc.net. The FAA ordered Alaska and United Airlines, which also uses the MAX 9, to conduct detailed visual inspections of the door plugs, adjust the fasteners, and fix any issues they find. Elizabeth Lund is a Boeing vice president.
The flying public is counting on us.
FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker says after inspecting door plugs on 40 other jets, he's confident they will be safe as long as the new inspection process is followed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the city intends to wipe out more than $2 billion in medical debt for up to 500,000 residents.
The city is working with RIP Medical Debt, a nonprofit that buys medical debt in bulk from hospitals and debt collectors for pennies on the dollar. Under the program, the city will spend $18 million over 3 years. Mayor Adams said medical debt is the number one cause of bankruptcy in the United States, and called the debt relief program the largest municipal initiative of its kind in the country. John Scott reporting.
A year after the bird flu led to record egg prices and widespread shortages, the disease known as highly pathogenic avian influenza is wreaking havoc on California poultry farms. The state escaped the earlier wave of outbreaks that devastated egg producers in the Midwest. Experts say the latest outbreaks are being fueled by ducks, geese, and other migratory birds that spend the winter in California. News and analysis at townhall.com. A flight delay in Mexico.
One of the dozen passengers stuck on a plane at Mexico City International Airport faces legal troubles for taking matters into his own hands to get relief. The flight, bound for Guatemala, had been delayed due to a maintenance issue. That's when the unidentified man opened an emergency door and stepped out on a wing for a while. The man was detained, but dozens of passengers signed a written copy of a statement saying the airline made them wait 4 hours without ventilation or water. Their statement says the passengers saved their lives. I'm Norman Hall.
Countries are joining the U.S. in pausing funding for the U.N. agency responsible for Palestinian refugees. Britain, Germany, Italy, and Canada and others halted funding after word was received that members of the U.N. Relief and Works Agency staff were involved in Hamas' October 7th terror attack on Israel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to educate, to inspire, to build confidence, to guide, to coach you as you tackle your home improvement, your home repair, your home renovation projects. If you've got questions on projects you'd like to get done or repairs you need to tackle, and you don't know if you can do it yourself, you need to hire a pro, you don't know the best way to take on those projects, you don't know which products you might need, which products are the best ones, do you buy a more efficient furnace and save money on energy, or do you buy a less efficient furnace and save money on the furnace? I mean, questions like that, they're rolling around your head, you're trying to figure out how to get through a project, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We're here to help you plan, help you solve problems, whether they're decor, the repairs, or the renovations. That number, 1-888-666-3974. Or you can always go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Hey, coming up on today's show, having a fireplace to cozy up to on these chilly nights always seems like a great way to keep warm. But I hate to say this, according to the Department of Energy, it's also one of the most enjoyable ways to waste energy. So we're going to share three ways to stop wasting energy while you warm up with a fireplace.
All right. And if getting rid of old wallpaper stands between you and your dream room, we can help. With the right steps, removing wallpaper can be quicker and easier than you ever imagined. We're going to show you how.
Notice we didn't say quick and easy. We said quicker.
Quicker.
Easier.
Because it's definitely still a project.
It's still a chore. And if you ever had a bath or shower drain get clogged due to that long hair getting stuck in it, we're going to share a simple $10 solution that's so handy, you'll want to start using it on all your sinks and showers.
But first, our focus is you. We want to know what you want to know. So if there's a DIY project on your to-do list, let us help you make it a DI-done project. So let us know what you are working on this weekend or planning in the weekends ahead, and we can definitely lend a hand.
Send us those questions at moneypit.com/ask or call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Zelda in North Carolina is looking for some help with a renovation. What can we do for you?
Yes, I've done a lot with my floors, but I put some laminate in everywhere because I have a little chihuahua dog and didn't want to get scratches on real wood. But there is a bathroom upstairs and a small hallway in front. And I didn't want laminate there because you don't want it in the bathroom. So what else would be good? Because I didn't want the grout issues of tile or, and I didn't know what else to go through. I thought about bamboo, or is there some tile that doesn't have the grouty stuff? Or
well, there's a wide variety of choices. Now, you mentioned that you didn't want to put laminate there. Do you want something that gives you a wood look?
Not necessarily.
All right, well, one of the options that I was thinking would be a bamboo floor. Bamboo is very, very durable, and it's also very good in moist, damp areas. It doesn't swell. And you can pick up bamboo as an engineered product, which means it's made in multiple layers, which gives it dimensional stability. But, of course, that is going to give you sort of that wood look. There are also luxury vinyl products that are out today that are very, very thick and heavy vinyl tile that are not very expensive.
Yeah, it's like a rubberized vinyl even. They're fairly thick. They're, you know, available in like a plank style, so it actually looks like wood. Some of those will some will snap together as the rubberized vinyl. Some will sort of overlap and stick to one another. It depends on the quality of the product, to be honest with you. But they're both, you know, whichever, however much money you do spend on a rubberized vinyl, it goes together very easily and it looks fantastic. And it's a little bit softer, so it's more forgiving on your, you know, your legs, knees, back when you're standing in the room for a long time.
Well, yeah, because my first choice when I went to look was the bamboo, but I wasn't sure if that could go in the bathroom. So that really is what I kind of like the best. Yeah, great. Thank you so much. That's very helpful.
You're welcome, Zelda. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jacob in Kentucky is on the line with a water heating question. What can we do for you?
Hi. Basically, the problem that I'm having is when I'm taking a shower, and it kind of in the sink as well in the kitchen, when I turn on the hot water, you can cook macaroni in the hot water. You got to kind of fidget with it if you wash your hands too long or something. And in the shower, kind of the same thing. You know, I won't turn it on full blast on hot, but, you know, just about normal. And it'll cool off after just a couple of minutes. It'll just almost go cold. And then, you know, just as you're taking a shower, I mean, in the duration of 5 or 10 minutes, I mean, I end up going all the way over with the hot water, just, you know, the one knob, and end up turning it on, I guess, you know, like full blast hot.
So let's see what's going on here. How old is your water heater?
It's fairly new. I think it's just a few years old, maybe 3 years old.
Is it electric or gas?
It's gas.
So first of all, let's check the temperature of the water heater. It needs to be at about 110 degrees. And see if there may be a temperature indicator on the valve that you can line up, or you could simply measure it with a thermometer. Secondly, in terms of the shower, what I would recommend is that you install what's called a pressure-balanced valve. So what a pressure-balanced valve does is that once you set the temperature, it maintains the mix between hot and cold so that you deliver that same temperature regardless of what happens to the pressure on one side or the other. So if somebody flushes the toilet or, you know, runs the dishwasher and all of a sudden you've got less cold water or less hot water, it's going to adjust. So the flow may be greater or less, but the temperature will never change, and that makes the shower situation pretty much go away.
Okay, awesome. What was it called again, the valve?
A pressure-balanced valve. It's a type of shower valve.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, I appreciate it.
Ask your plumber for it. They'll know exactly what you're talking about.
All right. Well, I definitely appreciate your call.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Joan in California needs some help with a kitchen remodel. How's it going?
Yes, well, we haven't started yet, and I just need some advice on how to get started. Do you start with an architect, or what do you do?
That's a good question. So planning makes perfect. You want to start with a plan. Now, are you essentially going to replace the kitchen in sort of the same layout that you have right now, Joan, or are you thinking about really changing things up a lot?
Well, it's a very small kitchen, and I just want to know how to maximize everything.
All right. So if it's a small kitchen, you can probably do this inexpensively by perhaps starting with a home center. A lot of the home centers have designers that work on designing kitchens for the cabinetry that they sell. And for a very small fee, they can help you lay it out and take advantage of all of the latest options. If you want to do more than that, what you're going to do is hire a certified kitchen and bath designer. But this is sort of like hiring an interior decorator that works just on kitchens and baths, and that's going to cost you a few bucks. But if you want to just do this an easy way, I would start with a home center in the kitchen department and see if they'll lay out some options for you using the type of cabinets that they sell. Those cabinets are usually pretty affordable at that level, and you know they'll be able to give you some ideas on things perhaps you haven't thought about.
You know what, Joan? I think it's really smart to keep a notepad in the kitchen, and everybody and anybody, yourself and your family who use the space, as you walk through and notice little areas where you're tripping over one another or things that just don't make sense or you wish that, you know, X was here and not there, sort of jot all of those down. So when you do go sit down with, whether it's, you know, a certified kitchen and bath designer or someone in the home center, you sort of have all of these issues that could be addressed or might be able to be addressed.
One thing I really want is more electrical outlets. So that'll have to definitely be in the plan.
Well, it's definitely in the plan, and you know, you'll do these things in order. The first thing you'll do is rip out the old cabinets, and the next thing you'll do would be to rough in new wiring and new plumbing to have it exactly where you want it. And then, of course, you'll start the installation of the new cabinetry as almost the last step. It's also a good time to think about universal design in the kitchen, maybe having countertops of different height. So as you get older, you could sit down and work at the kitchen counter as opposed to just standing up. So think of the sort of accessibility issues when you design this kitchen as well.
How much time should I allow for something like this?
Well, it depends on whether you have sort of all your ducks in a row. Sometimes it takes a while to get all the cabinets delivered. But if everything is accessible and on site, you know, you can tear out this kitchen and rebuild it inside of a week.
Oh, wow.
If you have everybody lined up and everybody's there when they need to be there, and you know the plumber shows up on time, the electrician shows up on time, and so on, sure, I don't see any reason you can't get it done in a week.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, Joan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, a fireplace definitely is a great way to keep warm, but to be a downer here, according to the Department of Energy, it's also one of the most enjoyable ways to waste energy. Sorry, but we're going to share some tips that can definitely help you stop that next.
You live in a body pit.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And hey guys, whether you are doing a job yourself or maybe you're hiring a pro, Tom and I love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how to get those jobs done right the first time. So join us on the Money Pit podcast. You can find our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
We've got Randy in Florida on the line who's got a dehumidification question. What can we do for you?
Our house is off grade. And the crawl space area has ventilation all around the house, and we wanted to see about encapsulating it, you know, with the vapor barrier plastic. And with being in Florida, I was just a little worried about humidity and possibly wanting to insulate it and see, you know, see what y'all's opinion was.
Well, I do think it's a good idea for you to add a vapor barrier. That will help reduce the amount of humidity that gets into the space above the floor, and that can make the home more efficient and certainly more comfortable. What you might also want to think about doing is adding an exhaust fan. They have fans that are basically the size of a concrete block or a foundation vent. And you could put fans on one side of the foundation and have vents open on the other side, then have those fans operate on a humidistat so that whenever the humidity gets really damp in that crawl space, the fan can kick on and pull some drier air from outside across that essentially that crawl space floor, pulling the moisture out with it. So those two things can help you manage moisture. On the outside of the house, you also want to make sure that if you've got gutters, you should have gutters on the home, and that there's downspouts that extend away from that foundation, because when you dump the additional water that collects on your roof right against the foundation, that definitely improves, increases the humidity that's in that space. So all of those things working together can keep it a lot drier.
Okay, so would you be extending that vapor barrier up the walls of the crawl space, or would that interfere with that ventilation unit that you're speaking of?
Well, you don't want to block off the vents, but yeah, I would extend it up the wall if you could extend it 12 inches or so, just to make sure it's sealed well.
Okay, and then would you add a dehumidifier down there, or would that essentially be what the ventilation unit you're talking about would do?
That's kind of what the ventilation would do. I would not add a dehumidifier into that space. It's not really designed for an unconditioned space like that. Dehumidifiers are not really designed for that.
Okay, and then so that would keep the humidity low enough that we could then put the batted insulation between the floor joists?
Yeah, it will keep it low. It will make it lower. It'll make it reasonably lower. It's never going to be, you know, 100% dry. It's always going to be damp. But I do think, yes, that will keep the moisture down, which is what you want to do, and allow you to get more efficiency out of the insulation.
Okay. All right, great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Randy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, now that it's midwinter, you may be enjoying your fireplace, but fireplaces have chimneys, and according to the Department of Energy, chimneys can be problematic when it comes to home energy efficiency, because they can let that warm air inside your house escape up the chimney, and then that can drive up your home heating bills.
That's right. So here are a couple of ways that you can save money and energy when using a fireplace. First up, when the fireplace is not in use, close the damper. This can be easy to forget, but in the colder months, warm air has an easy exit from the house through that opening.
Yeah, and the same is true for cold air in the summer. You could be wasting a lot of air conditioning in the process. Also, if you've got glass doors, close them between uses.
Good point. Also, check the hearth for any cracks and seal those, because over time, mortar that holds the bricks together in the fireplace can develop hairline fractures from which air can escape. So be sure to seal any cracks in the hearth. And then you're good to go enjoying the fireplace, guilt-free, and you're not wasting energy in the process.
Now we're going to Arkansas, where Deborah's on the line, thinking there might be some mold in her money pit. Tell us what you're seeing.
The last rain that we had, water got in one of my bedrooms. And once the water got in, I noticed that there was black spots on it, which was mold that was on there. And I was just inquiring about should I get someone to come out and clean that, or if I would be able to clean that myself.
Have you fixed the leak yet, Deborah?
No, I have not fixed that.
Okay, so the first thing you need to do is fix the leak, because if you don't fix the leak, it's just going to come back over and over and over again. So do that first off. Secondly, with respect to the mold, I would spray a bleach and water solution on that, about one-third bleach, two-thirds water. Protect the surrounding area so you don't stain the carpet or the furniture or anything like that. Let it sit for a good 15 or 20 minutes, and then you can clean it up after that, rinse it off and clean off the wall after that. And then I'd spray a product called Concrobium Mold Control over that, which will leave sort of like a residue behind that will stop any future mold from growing. But there's no sense doing all that if you still have a leak, because that leak's going to cause the mold to keep growing. So fix the leak first, then get rid of the mold after that. Okay, Deb?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Pete in Wisconsin on the line with a garage door problem. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I'm mostly a do-it-yourselfer, but I do call the professionals and have them come in when needed. I installed a steel insulated garage door about 3 years ago, maybe four now, and worked just fine until just recently. It sounds like it's binding when it's going in the up position. I've ran it like 50 times trying to find where it's binding. I'm not seeing any place where it's rubbing on the track or anything else, but it sure is making a noise like it is. And as I watch it, it appears as if one side may be going up slightly higher than the others. Any ideas, guys?
Pete, can you disconnect the garage door opener from the door itself?
I can, and I have.
Okay, and once the garage door opener is disconnected, can you open and close the garage door smoothly and evenly with no binding whatsoever?
There's less binding, but there's still some. If you can tell, there's still a load on one side, it kind of feels like.
So it sounds to me like maybe the roller bearings are shot on some part of the door, because there's those roller bearings that fit inside the track, and, you know, they help move the door up and down. And if something is stuck, if one of those bearings is not turning, it's going to jam on that one side, and it'll sort of fight itself, and it'll try to come up crooked. And that might be what's causing this. I would disconnect the garage door opener from the scenario and work on getting the door to operate nice and smoothly.
Okay.
If it's binding, if you feel like it's binding or uneven without the garage door opener attached to it, then, you know, that's the heart of the problem right there.
Okay. Do you think that would solve the appearance that one side is being raised? I imagine it would.
You mean raised like more than the other side, like one side comes up first?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if the side that's staying down is binding, then there's a drag on that, so it's going to try to pull the door up crookedly.
Wonderful. Well, I think you may have fixed my problem. I'm going to go check those rollers and make certain that those are all good. And if I need to replace any of those are relatively inexpensive. So the money pit isn't so bad tonight.
All right, Pete. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if getting rid of old wallpaper is what's standing between you and your dream room, well, we can help now. With the right steps, removing that wallpaper could be quicker and easier than, you know, a big project. It's definitely a project, but we're going to share some excellent tips next.
Hey, Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. We know there's a project you'd like to tackle, and we'd love to help. So call us with your project questions. The number here, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
All right, now we've got Diane in Massachusetts on the line with a noise question. What's going on at your money pit?
I did the house 12 years ago, and I had blown-in insulation put in 3 years. And the house is noisy. I can hear a humming. It's annoying. It's a buzzing. I don't know why, after doing all of this surrounding the house and trying to keep it warm, I would hear a humming, a resonance in the house.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's got to be a reason for this, and it's going to take some real detective work to figure it out. I'll give you an example from my own home. You know, we recently, I'd mentioned earlier on the show, put in spray foam insulation and sealed up the attic. It's never been warmer in the house as a result of it. But in one part of the house, it still was technically a conditioned attic. So by code, we were required to leave some vents in that attic. Now, it ended up that it was so tight in that attic space, even with the vent, that whenever the wind blew, we'd get this really weird, almost like haunting sound. You know, when you were a kid and you took an old bottle and you blew it across the top of it and made a big, deep sound with it?
Yeah.
Like a big jug? Well, that's what it sounds like when the air blows across this vent. And it makes a really weird sort of vibrating sound in that part of the house. Until I figured it out, I was really scratching my head. So there's always a reason for this. In our case, it was a vent. In your case, it could be plumbing. Very often we get noises in homes that are sourced from plumbing. Sometimes when you run hot or cold water, pipes will expand or contract and cause sort of like a cricking sound that will vibrate through the entire length of the pipe and amplify itself as a result. It could be electrical. If there's outlets or panel boxes in those parts of the house, they definitely should be inspected to make sure that nothing is disintegrating inside that electrical area. There's nothing about adding blown-in insulation that will cause a noise. So the source must be somewhere else that you're going to have to dig into a bit more, Diane, before you'll know what to do about it. But I would trust your instincts. If you're hearing it, it definitely exists. Sometimes people think they're going nuts. But I got to tell you, there's a reason for that, but it's definitely going to take some detective work to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, you coming over?
All right, well, you put on the coffee, and next time I'm up in Massachusetts, we'll stop by. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if getting rid of old wallpaper is what's between you and that dream room, we can definitely help. Now, with the right steps, removing wallpaper can be a quicker and easier project, so we're going to share how. Now, you're definitely going to notice I didn't say, yay, quick and easy, it's so fun, but it's quicker and easier because definitely removing wallpaper is a hard, time-consuming project because nothing about removing that wallpaper is quick or easy, but we can cut out some steps here.
Yeah, so first up, what is the best way to remove wallpaper? Well, there's really two steps here. First of all, you need to score the paper. When I say score, I mean to put light knife cuts into it. You can use a utility knife or a wallpaper scorer tool to create small holes in the paper, and you're doing that because it allows steam or the wallpaper solution to penetrate through and start to melt the adhesive base. And then second, rent a steamer. Totally worth the cost and hassle. A wallpaper steamer makes this job a lot simpler. You want to work with it from the top down and get into the sort of the flow of steam and remove one section of wallpaper at a time.
Yeah, now here's another trick. If the wallpaper is still resisting removal, you can add solution, and I'm talking about a very simple one here. It's hot water and fabric softener in equal parts, 1-to-1. And you pour that solution into a spray bottle and then apply it to those tough-to-remove spots, and then work quickly because that solution does lose its effectiveness after about 15 minutes, so only spray it in the area that you're working on that you can tackle in that amount of time.
Now, once you're done removing the wallpaper, you need to prep that clean wall. So you want to use a mixture of distilled white vinegar and water to remove any remaining glue, and then wait till the surface is completely dry, and then apply a primer before you paint or add new wallpaper.
Yeah, guys, and if this still seems like too much work, Is painting or wallpaper over the existing wallpaper an option? I'm going to go with no, guys, or at least that should be, like, your very last option.
Last option.
I mean, it doesn't look good. Eventually, that wallpaper is going to fail and start to peel, and then your paint's going to be peeling, and why does your paint have seams? And it's just never a good idea. It doesn't look the way you think it's going
to
look.
It's so much harder to try to take off multiple layers of wallpaper or wallpaper that's got paint over it, because it just takes that much longer, that much more effort for the steam to get behind it all.
Oh, my goodness. Just don't do it, guys.
All right. Jeff in Michigan's on the line with an ice damming issue. How can we help you?
What we have a house that was built 20 years ago. It's Cape Cod. And on the front part of the house during the cold season when we get snow and ice, it seems to be building up ice dams in the front. And it has, probably 18 inches of insulation in the upstairs. So I've even tried the electric heat tape to try cutting it back, and it still seems to ice up. So I'm just trying to figure out what I can do to solve that problem.
Okay. So the insulation, does that sort of get pressed right up against the underside of the roof sheathing, or do you allow ventilation to pass over the top of the insulation?
What it does is they have styrofoam-like ducts up to it, down to the front of the fascia.
Is there ventilation in the soffit area so that air can pass over that? Because the problem here is this, all right? Heat is passing up through that insulation, and it's warming the roof directly above it. And as a result, the overhang is staying super cold, so it's freezing there and causing that dam to build up. If you have proper ventilation where the air is getting into the soffits, running up underneath the roof sheathing and out at a ridge, that will protect against ice dams. That's all you can do really inside. From the outside, have you had to do any repairs as a result of these ice dams? Have you actually gotten water leaks or anything like that?
No, we have not.
Because if you do, the good news is that they're covered by homeowner's insurance, and if that was the case, I would have that portion of my roof removed and make sure I have ice and water shield installed up 3 or 4 feet from the roof edge to make sure I never got any leaks in there again.
Okay. All right.
So I would take a look at the insulation, make sure you're getting good ventilation above it, and if it does happen again and you ever get a leak, call your homeowner's insurance agent, get a claim filed, and then have ice and water shield put in so it never happens again, Jeff.
Okay, great. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you've ever had a bath or shower drain get clogged due to long hair, I feel like this is a personal attack. I don't know why. I'm always very good about cleaning my hair out of the shower, but I also have a teenage son who has longish hair, but everybody likes to just say it's mom's hair. But whatever.
Yeah.
So we're going to share a $10 solution that's super handy. You're going to want to start using it on all of the sinks and showers when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you have some home improvement questions, but you're just, you know, kind of stymied as to where to go to get help? Well, you're with the best team in the biz, you guys. Give us a call because we can help you save money, save time, and avoid all of those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on that road to your dream house.
And you can listen to us when it's convenient for you when you download the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Kathy in Massachusetts is on the line with a crumbling basement wall. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
Our house was sold about 1802. That's the earliest records that we have. And the chimneys are literally turning to dust in the basement. The bricks themselves are not just crumbling. They have become dust. And I need to know, is there anything we can do to salvage them? Or if we take them down, does it compromise the stability of the whole building?
Well, it definitely would not compromise the stability of the building because chimneys are not part of the structure. They just hold themselves up. Now, are these active chimneys or inactive chimneys? Are they being used for a fireplace or for the heating system?
No, we are afraid to use them for fireplaces.
Okay, no, that's wise. Well, how is your heating system being vented, Kathy, if it's not through the chimney?
There's two fireplaces in the building that extend up to the second floor to the roof. And we have a gas boiler that is vented through one of them, but we can actually vent it to the outside.
Is the chimney that's deteriorating the one that the gas boiler is in?
Both of them are. One of them was a cooking oven back in the 1800s. They used it for a school for young girls and taught them the fine arts of cooking. And that is a large walk-in fireplace, and it's just totally crumbled. The bricks are falling out, and a lot of it's just dust. The other one is a little better shape, but it's still turning to dust.
All right. Well, first of all, it would be highly unlikely that either of them are safe to use because they're not lined. Now, the process of lining, there's a number of ways to do that, but one process of lining is where they drop a tube down the middle of the chimney itself, and they pour a concrete kind of slurry mix around the outside of the tube, and then deflate the tube and pull it out. That process can actually make the chimney stronger. If that's something you're interested in, you could explore that. It's probably costly. If you want to just get rid of the chimneys and the fireplaces, then that's totally fine. And what you'll do is essentially disassemble them from the top down and then roof over the openings. As long as you're not going to use them and you have no plans for it, I see no reason to keep them.
All right. Sounds like a good plan for us.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you've got a Rapunzel or two, you know, I have long hair. I'm never going to have short hair. I'm not going to be one of those ladies that, as I'm aging, says, I'm going to cut it all off. No, I love having my long hair. So we always have to figure out ways to deal with clogged drains because long hair, it finds its way to get stuck. It goes in the drains of the sink, the shower, the tub, and it really can cause a havoc. But if you use a caustic drain cleaner, that's never a good idea, and plumbers are expensive, but fortunately, you don't need to do either.
All right, so here's one of my favorite drain cleaning tools for this problem, and it's simply called a drain weasel. And here's how it works. It's sort of like a miniature drain snake. Very easy to use. You simply insert the wand, and you rotate the handle to remove the clog. It uses kind of like, it's almost like the hook side of Velcro, but like a bigger hook at the end of the wand. And it reaches down 18 inches into the pipe. And it's really effective at grabbing out any kind of hair that's in there. You can even go through one of those drain plates on your shower that has the little holes in it. You don't have to take that apart. And the best part is it's disposable. After you unclog it, you don't have to yank the nasty hair off of this drain weasel. You just toss the wand in the trash, and you replace it with a refill. You can buy one of these in like 5 or 6 refills for like $10. So really inexpensive and a good tool to have around.
My long hair thanks you, as does everyone else in my home. Thanks so much for joining us this hour at the Money Pit. Coming up, are you ready to spruce up your child's room with furniture that adds style, organization, and safety? Well, we're going to share some tips on that when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke.
And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you. Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest Sundays here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Details.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now, Jack wrote into Team Money Pit saying, I just bought a house in Maine with a crawl space. It's a cement slab with about 3 foot of headroom. Should I insulate? And what type if I do so? And should I put a plastic vapor barrier over the cement?
Wow. So first up, congrats on the new house in Maine. I love Maine. It's beautiful out there. In terms of adding a vapor barrier on top of the cement slab, not a bad idea. Not as important as if it was dirt, but not a bad idea to do that. And in terms of insulation, you could consider insulating the walls of the crawl space with Dow foam board. It goes up and has sort of an interlocking joint, and it will make those walls a bit warmer, and that's going to help. And, of course, make sure that the floor joists are also insulated as well so that those floors stay nice and warm in those chilly Maine winters.
All right, great tip. Thanks.
Well, are you guys ready to spruce up your child's room with some furniture that adds style, organization, and a bit of safety? Leslie has tips to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, where do we start?
Yeah, you know, first of all, you want to look for some furniture pieces that are durable, classically styled, and they're going to work for a range of ages. Now, convertible furniture such as a crib that becomes a starter bed, smart choice, but even if you just shop for finishes that will coordinate well with later additions, like a whitewash or a colored paint or just a classic wood look that are easy to find, you're going to find that whatever you add into the space, these furnishings can kind of grow with it. So you want to do that so you can be in good shape. Definitely don't go with anything crazy or covered in characters because it's just not going to last as you go forward. Now, going with vintage furniture is also a possible budget-friendly, attractive idea. But if you do go with vintage furnishings, you have to go carefully because you can bring the fun of vintage graphics and styling into a room with cool furniture and accessories found at these antique shops. Maybe even a tag sale or an online treasure trove. But this approach really does work great for kids' spaces, but you do have to think about a few precautions here. You want to steer clear of anything that has a chippy finish on it because that paint could have lead. You want to look for, especially if it's a crib, you have to make sure that they're sort of up to code because a lot has changed as to what's considered safe these days with crib design. So definitely just keep thinking about what you need to keep the kids safe when it comes to, you know, a good source here is the Consumer Product Safety Commission's website. It's cpsc.org. This can kind of help you, especially in that crib category with what's good today, what's kind of an unsafe option when it comes to vintage choices. So definitely go to the Consumer Safety Product Commission website to help you out there. And finally, choose colors that feel timeless. You know, consider the level and frequency of investment that you're willing to put into your kids' room's backdrop. If you don't mind repainting over the current color a few years from now, great. But just remember that there's a lot you can do to update the look of a well-chosen color or pattern of a room without painting or repapering if you've selected something that works with your furniture change and a fair amount of neutrality in mind. Now, Charlie, when we did his room during COVID, picked his favorite color is green. I let him go with it. We picked it's definitely like Green Bay Packers green. It is green and took a lot of coats to not look like wishy-washy green. But we only did one wall and kept every other wall in his room sort of very neutral and toned down so that it's not a lot to repaint over when it comes time to not love the green anymore. But it's just enough of that color that made him so super happy. So you'll find ways to work it in.
Good advice. If you'd like more tips, check out Create a Kids Room That Will Grow with Your Child. That's our latest post on MoneyPit.com. Coming up next time on the program, have you ever picked up lumber for a project that included 2x something, like a 2x4, 2x8, etc., and you notice that the wood actually measured much less than that? Well, we're going to tell you what happens to all that missing wood you thought you paid for on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden is talking with regional leaders to discuss efforts to free more Hamas hostages.
President Biden spoke with Qatari Emir Sheikh Al-Thani, President Al-Sisi. As a matter of fact, that second call with President Al-Sisi just wrapped up here a little bit ago to discuss the latest developments in Israel and in Gaza, including our efforts to secure the release of all the hostages taken by Hamas.
President Biden and former President Trump are both on the campaign trail this weekend. Biden in South Carolina at a Democratic Party dinner. Former President Trump is in Las Vegas. Attorney General Ken Paxton of Texas defying the Biden administration's order to allow federal agents back into a Texas park. Shelby Park currently has razor wire along the southern border to keep out illegal immigrants. Friday evening, Paxton released a statement saying they will not grant Border Patrol agents full access to the park and they will not allow federal officials to turn the park into an unlawful port of entry. Bird flu is wreaking havoc for poultry farms in California.
The state had escaped a previous wave of outbreaks that devastated egg producers in the Midwest. The loss of that supply contributed to record high egg prices and widespread shortages. Now, the latest outbreaks are being fueled by ducks, geese, and other migratory birds that spend the winter in California. California farms now under strict quarantine to curb the outbreak until the migratory birds return north in the spring. Jason Walker reporting.
People were forced from their homes in Guatemala after a 6.1 magnitude earthquake shook the Pacific coast. The U.S. Geological Survey says the earthquake hit late Friday night, causing damage to some buildings. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As we all know, that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Many people are worried about AI. Here's an example.
The estate of George Carlin suing the media company behind a fake hour-long comedy special that purportedly uses artificial intelligence to recreate the late stand-up comedian's style and material. The lawsuit is asking that a judge order a podcast outlet to immediately take down the audio special in which a synthesis of Carlin delivers commentary on current events.
University of Texas San Antonio is making plans to build a new college that focuses on artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, computer, and data science. The current programs have close to 6,000 students. They're located in 4 separate colleges. A co-chair of the task force developing the initiative said the new college would be located in downtown San Antonio. News and analysis at townhall.com. A major social media platform is laying off dozens of workers in its advertising and sales unit.
TikTok becomes the latest tech company to trim jobs in the new year. A spokesperson for the company confirmed the social media platform is cutting 60 jobs. The company did not provide a reason for the layoffs. It says the impacted workers can apply to other open positions at TikTok, which currently has more than 120 similar job listings.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The layoffs follow other job cuts at major tech companies this year. Discord and Amazon-owned Twitch have laid off hundreds of workers this month. Google and Amazon have also cut jobs. The IRS will begin accepting 2023 tax returns Monday. The agency says it's expecting over 128 million individual tax returns to be filed ahead of the April 15th deadline. Those earning less than $79,000 can take advantage of IRS tax software. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City, the most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening. I come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Heard around the country, around the world, back from New Hampshire, where the whole world was focused because those people around the country, around the world, aren't really looking forward to Trump, too. Some are, like the Polish president. Some are, like the Hungarian president. I think Saudi Arabia would love to have President Trump back. Let me see. Who else? I'm running out of people. I think, the Mexican President Obrador, but he'll be term limited out. I don't think the President Lula will have any love lost for him. The President of Argentina, perhaps. But that'll be about it. Bottom of the hour, Tudor Dixon will be with us. Remember, she was running for the governor's seat. Now the governor is, Whitmer is somebody that it's come out in a new book that was supposedly the choice of Joe Biden to be the vice president, but Barack Obama put his hand on the scale. So before we get to Michael Goodwin, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
It's called Bidenomics. If you notice, all the major economists we're talking about is going to be a recession next week, next month. But all of a sudden, they're seeing the Lord.
Yeah, well, they did have a good GDP number at 3.1%. Still running up Bidenomics. It's a problem. His own party says it's a problem. His former staffer says it's a problem. Guess who he's speaking today on Bidenomics in Wisconsin?
Number two.
I think at this point right now, the Senate and Congress have to deliver on a comprehensive border security situation. We should, absolutely. And I don't understand why it would be controversial.
Because no one believes that you're going to stick with the asylum rules. You stick with the lack of parole. Stick with the all the everything except for giving people visas and not enforcing the border. Border battle heating up on every level. Texas ramps it up in states' rights on border security. Biden's court fights let everybody know that he wants it open. This guy's actually fighting in court to release razor wire that would help enforce the border. And you want him to believe he's for enforcing the border?
Number one.
We've only had two states that have voted. We got 48 more that deserve to vote. So we are not going to sit there and just give up.
There you go. Still fighting, but not winning. Nikki Haley continues her battle for the GOP nomination and has gone all over Donald Trump. It's personal. Very interesting. As he goes back to a New York courtroom, does the 45th president, why both should embrace this fight, I really believe. Let's bring in Michael Goodwin, New York Post columnist, and has been writing about the election. Michael, first off, do you think that Nikki Haley's doing the right thing by continuing to fight on?
Good morning, Brian. Look, I think she is entitled to do this. You know, whether it's right, I think ultimately is going to depend on when the money runs out. Candidates don't stop running when they don't get votes. They stop running when there's no more money to buy plane tickets and hold rallies and do everything else. So she's apparently got enough money to continue. But, excuse me, if she doesn't win South Carolina, it's hard to see how she goes forward from there. I mean, it's her home state, and yet she trails in virtually every state on the calendar by 30 points or so. So I'm not sure she's entitled to run. She obviously has the money to run, but I'm not sure how she sees the race changing. I mean, I would like to know what event does she think is coming that would suddenly flip the tables on Donald Trump? I mean, you know, he's gotten majority in both states that we've had these contests so far. Does she think a conviction in one of these cases will make a difference? Because none of the criminal cases are going to happen in the next month or so. There's not going to be any rulings. In fact, quite the opposite, perhaps. With Georgia, the mess there, he might get a big break out of the prosecutor's misconduct. So it's really hard to see in Nikki Haley what it is that she sees that tells her that this is still possible.
Right. One thing she's doing is not pulling back on the personal attacks on the president. I mean, if there's going to be an off ramp and say, hey, I want to beat this guy and I think I'm the better candidate. I'm younger. I'm sharper. I think I got better a better vision. And here's why. But the things that would allow her to get back into the fold when she doesn't get the nomination, she's not saying. Cut four.
You know, it's interesting because a few days ago, he was going on and on about me. I mean, for a while. On and on about why I didn't send in security to the Capitol on January 6th. He said it over and over and over and over again. I mean, somebody's got to tell him I wasn't there on January 6th. I've never been at the Capitol working in a job like that, but I think he was a bit confused, and so we'll let that pass.
And then she went on to say that that's why I want mental competency tests for anyone over 75. So, listen, obviously the president drops the gloves and attacks people personally more than ever, but you could kind of do that with a front runner because they eventually got to come back to you if they want a role in the administration should you win. If she wants to ever win over MAGA voters and become president in 2028 or beyond, she's going to have to find a way to let them know she's not anti-Trump.
Yeah, I don't quite understand this argument that she's making there. I mean, I get it. It's kind of funny. And there's a zinger in it that, you know, he's getting like Joe Biden. But I'm not sure how that really advances your candidacy. I mean, as you say, Brian, you have to appeal. You have to pull away Trump supporters. I don't think that's the way of doing it. Now, I don't know what the way is. I mean, all the others thought they could do it, too. DeSantis, Christie, Ramaswamy, they all thought that the Trump support was, you know, rock solid at some level, maybe 25%, but beyond that was soft and could be pulled away. Well, in fact, what has happened, his support has doubled to now it's over 50% in every primary so far and in all the polls going forward. So I'm not sure what the theory is, and maybe she's just got some level of brilliance here, but attacking him on competency, kind of trying to get under his skin and make him erupt at her, what I hear from Trump supporters is they are locked with him, and this kind of side-glancing, sort of just trying to nick away at it, I don't think that's going to convert them. And that's, I'm not sure what argument she could mount that would pull away his support. She hasn't done it yet. Nobody else has done it yet. 4 years in the wilderness hasn't done it. So I'm not sure how she plans on doing this.
She did win independents unaffiliated votes. She did get college-educated adults. Do you think that that's a warning sign for the president?
It is, and I think it's always been there. I don't know that her getting them was a warning sign, that they may not have come out at all. But there's definitely a deficit in his party. In other words, he gets the rock solid support. He's getting this majority, so he's going to win the nomination. That seems almost guaranteed. The question is, can he expand this in light of Joe Biden's problems, in light of Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
All of the, Biden's befuddling nature, his clear and obvious decline, the bad policies. I mean, this Bidenomics argument, I don't know why he's making that. I think, someone was telling me yesterday, Brian, that we're all missing a point when we talk about inflation coming down, that, for example, farmers who are planting their next round of crops and will be planting throughout this year, they've already bought at these higher rates. They've bought seed, fuel, all of these things at much higher rates, which they're going to have to pass on when they harvest these crops and they go on the market. So that the inflation story, the point being, the inflation story has not yet run the full cycle, despite what you're getting these monthly readings of things, it's coming down, but it hasn't exhausted yet. And I just think that all of these things are going to be factors,
right,
throughout this 10-month period. And, yes, the president, I was disappointed in his post-speech, in a speech after caucus. Yeah, not smart. Small-minded. And he turned what should have been a victory celebration into a kind of, gotcha moment with her. I mean, going after her dress. And, I mean, it's really small-minded stuff, petty, personal. And that to me is a huge deficit for him with not only parts of his own party, but certainly with independent voters whom he's going to need to attract in the swing states.
Right. I wanted to hear what Mark Penn said, Cut 11.
Look, when I look at these numbers, he has consolidated his opponents except one, Nikki Haley. He's on the way to winning this nomination, but she is holding the critical swing vote in the election. If he doesn't reconcile with her, it will be a fission that Democrats will be able to exploit in the election with their key issues on abortion, on climate change, and in those suburbs. So he's still got a big job ahead of him. It's not over yet.
So he is needs a strategy for that. He's got a good team around him. I hope they're looking at that.
Brian, I was talking to somebody yesterday about the vice presidency, right? So, I mean, that's clearly one of the issues here. Would Nikki Haley be on the ticket with him? Would that address the issue that Mark Penn is talking about? There, if you look back, there are all kinds of different criteria for vice presidents. I mean, one of the older forms is the vice president is the bulldog, right? The presidential candidate is above it all, somewhat, a leader, a kind of figure who draws the country together, whereas the VP is the inside puncher, that kind of thing. Or you have, just somebody from a different region of the country, or like Mike Pence gave Donald Trump a certain legitimacy among evangelical voters in particular. So what is Trump looking for? And if Nikki Haley could provide a big final ingredient to him, then I think both of them would be wise to now put a cork in this fight if there's any hope of a reconciliation.
Yeah, I mean, who would you pick?
Well, look, I think she is attractive on a number of fronts. But I mean, Republicans, except for Sarah Palin, have never had a female, right, on the ticket. Certainly, Tim Scott would be a path-breaking thing for Republicans. I think a Marjorie Taylor Greene or a Carrie Lake would be very much like Trump, you know, duplicating himself. I don't think it brings you anything new, gives you a new look. And so I think that there are a number of good options, and there are some bad ones.
Right. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I hear Trump World does not want Nikki Haley.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think the personal bitterness between them might foreclose that, and that's too bad, because if he needs it, he would have to sort of flip on a dime at some point and make amends with her, and she with him. But, you know, look, remember when George H.W. Bush talked about Reagan's voodoo economics, right? That seemed like that was a breaking, and then Reagan turns around and selects him as his running mate, and it worked. So these things can be fixed if there's a desire and if there's a sense that it needs to be fixed.
All right, Mark, Michael Goodwin, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Brian.
All right, next, your calls, 1-866-408-7669. Call around the country. I want to get your vision of that, also on the border situation. We have states against states. Texas is doubling down, and they are just taking care of their own borders, citing constitutional authority. They're backed up by the Oklahoma governor, by the governor of Florida, by the governor of Georgia. The country is dividing again, not like it was in 1860, but it didn't stop the current president from referencing that, which to me is insane. It seems to be happening now like no time I can remember. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Your thoughts next.
On the road to 2024.
This race is far from over.
She's doing like a speech like she won. She didn't win. She lost.
The latest polls. Instant analysis.
There are dozens of states left to go.
And we'll be there for everyone right here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Our free 2024 Gold Investment Guide isn't just a collection of tips. It's a treasure map to possible wealth in a shifting economy. We've distilled expertise and insights into this comprehensive guide, tailored for both newcomers and veteran investors. Ride the wave of gold to unprecedented heights. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 for your free guide. Call 800-900-8000 now.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders like bacteria, pollen, and yes, germs with Navage Nasal Care. Navage flushes ultra-pure, refreshing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Don't get caught empty-handed this winter. Get Navage, the drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible, so Navage is a great way to spend those funds before they expire. Don't wait a minute longer. Buy Navage today and you'll breathe easier knowing you're putting your funds to good use. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Fox on Faith.
with Lauren Green.
He wouldn't call himself a Trump supporter, but Pastor Shane Eidelman has been answering critics who denounce evangelicals for their overwhelming support of presidential candidate Donald Trump.
So what I do is I look at the fact that we're not looking for pastor-in-chief, it's commander-in-chief. Yes, character counts.
Eidelman is a podcast host as well as the lead pastor of Westside Christian Fellowship in Southern California. He says this election cycle is not about the former president, but the larger implications of spiritual warfare and the health of this nation. Eidelman draws on scripture to assure his congregation, who sit on both sides of the political aisle, that first, God is always in charge, and second, that throughout the biblical narrative, God has used imperfect men and women to bring about his plans.
I'm more concerned about the direction of our nation than I am about the one person's character.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19th, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans in his last address as president.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it. And see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. A man in North Carolina who had an ultrasound to check a lump will test again after concern about the woman who administered the original test. A Baltimore firefighter was getting checked out last October and recently received a letter from the Granville Health System saying the sonographer, Jenny Ellis, got the job using an assumed name. In fact, Ellis has a record of theft, fraud, and deception going back decades. She's used assumed names to get jobs at hospitals around the region, including UNC Health, and has been tied to hospital thefts in two states, including at UNC Rex and Wake Med, where she stole thousands of dollars in ultrasound equipment. She's also been in and out of prison since at least 2008, with the most recent conviction coming in July of last year, just 3 months before her appointment with the firefighter. In a statement, Granville Health System says it followed its standard policies and procedures during the hiring process. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
You think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
In this town right now, you will have Democrats say Democrats really want to secure the border, while simultaneously Joe Biden is using the courts, suing Texas for enforcing its own border. This doesn't actually make sense. You can't believe in border security while simultaneously refusing to enforce your own border and then threatening Texas when it does its job for you.
That is J.D. Vance, and that's what's happening. I mean, I'm not kidding. When I got up this morning and started reading what's going on, citing the Constitution and states' rights on how you got to enforce your border, the 2 days after the Supreme Court ruled against them being able to enforce their own border, but Governor Abbott is using the Constitution to give Texas the soldier power. And they're saying this: the failure of the Biden administration to fulfill the duties imposed by Article 9, Section 4, has triggered Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, which reserves the right of self-defense for these reasons. Quote, I have already declared an invasion under Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, to invoke Texas constitutional authority to defend and protect itself, the authority to in the supreme law of the land, and supersedes any federal statutes on the contrary. So that's legalese. He breaks it down earlier, tweets it out, and then gets support from Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia, Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota, Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia, Gianforte of Montana. This is pretty impressive, but it's scary. I mean, the country's literally dividing on this. Roger, listening in Daytona Beach, Florida. Hey, Roger.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Brian, the great American historian that you are. Your outstanding guests, Mark Thiessen in particular, spot on in his analysis. Trump can't win again if he does not bring the suburban women yep. from the swing states in. And if Nikki Haley joins No Labels on the top of the ticket, and it's Haley Manchin as No Labels.
She's not going to do it. Evidently, I'm going to stop you there. Haley, if you're registered in a party primary, you cannot do the No Labels thing, but go ahead.
Well, in any case, that critical swing segment that Trump will lose will make it impossible for him to win again.
You know what? What's helping him? The illegal immigration thing. That's affecting families. And he's even going to let him peel off some people in the cities. So let's see if he's got it. He needs a plan B for the moderates. Absolutely.
Why risk the moderate vote? We voted twice in Florida for him, but we're going to vote moderate if he doesn't pick the right vice president. And picking Haley, I know the base is against it. You know, when we lived in the Midwest, we were very much a part of the base. But our views have moderated since we yeah. came to Florida, and we are much,
I'm a fan of Nikki Haley. I just don't see synergy between him and the president anymore.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Snooze.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
UAW family, today I'm proud to stand up here with your International Executive Board and announce that the UAW is endorsing Joe Biden for President of the United States.
There you go. Sean Fain endorses the UAW president. And I tell you, I've never met him, but from his interviews, and the one time I interviewed him, he seems like a really terrible person. He is endorsing Joe Biden because he picked up on the, went on the picket line for 15 minutes and took a side in a very tense, impactful negotiation with all the auto presidents. And because of the deal that they cut, a lot of people have been laid off. Sean Fain gives him that, not surprising, gives him that endorsement. With me in studio, a woman who needs no introduction, former Michigan gubernatorial candidate, very successful podcaster herself, Tudor Dixon. Tudor, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What's your reaction to Sean Fain, number one, taking his time and endorsing Joe Biden?
It's not just that. It's that he then came out and said, but the majority of our members will not vote for him. They will vote with their pocketbook because they want policies that will work for them. So think about what that means. He is endorsing the machine because the Democrats own the unions. It's not because he has control. The Democrats own him. He embarrassingly came out and said, I have no control over this situation. I'm forced to endorse Joe Biden and use my members' money to help him get elected, even though that's not what's best for my members, and I know it.
And Trump met with him, didn't he?
Yes. Yes. Trump met with him. Trump came out to Michigan at the same time, said he supports making sure that the jobs in the automotive industry are not forced to go away because of their climate plan. I mean, that's what Joe Biden is doing. Gretchen Whitmer, they are all forcing this electric car plan. And Ford just said they're reducing their manufacturing on electric vehicles because the consumers don't want it.
They don't want it. And but didn't he move the electric car plan out of the state?
Yeah. No,
because
yeah.
I interviewed the president of Ford, and he was in Tennessee, I think.
Right. Yes. They put billions into Kentucky and Tennessee because Michigan the energy costs are too high. And even the government grants that have come out for battery plants, not one of them went to Michigan. Even though Gretchen Whitmer is his favorite girl, he didn't choose to give her any money for battery plants.
So that whole state is going green. And what people don't understand when you do that,
or you're pro the these international trade deals, that is anti-union, because unions for American workers. So people are getting a little confused, but the union members aren't confused. They know electric car takes less manpower. The batteries come from other places. The plant's going to be smaller. And for the most part, these are supplemented from the federal government. So it's not a fair fight.
And the interesting part about it, it takes more energy to create an electric vehicle. And so when energy costs are going up in a green state, then you can't build the plants, you can't build the factories in the state of Michigan, because it's not cost effective, because you have to use so much energy to make these cars. It's crazy to think about it. We are running our own legacy industry out of the state right now, and all manufacturers, because you can't manufacture with a windmill or a solar panel.
So, you know, you tried to be governor. You had momentum. You had the president behind you. The president did not win Michigan last time, but he's winning it this time. Do you believe these polls? I mean, you're on the ground. I mean, you don't need any rose-colored glasses. What's the reality?
We are early on. I believe the polls right now, because the messaging hasn't come out from the Democrats. You see Gretchen Whitmer starting to roll up her stories about abortion. Abortion is big. She's talking. She's on MSNBC saying Biden has to talk more about abortion. Once they're educated.
That's all he talks about.
Oh, she's, you know, she believes that's how she, I mean, it is how she won. Let's face it. It is a scare tactic. Your rights are being taken away. If you can come out and say someone's taking some right, then people will vote against that. You know, we don't want to have our rights taken away. It's a manipulation, and they haven't started their education campaign. They're waiting. They want Trump in there because they have all of the ammunition to run these ads and target people and say he's a bad guy and he's going to do this. They've already started the abortion ad that says, that, you know, I had to leave my state. It's a woman who says, I had to leave my state because of Donald Trump overturning Roe v. Wade. So they're coming for him. I think the polls are right now. It's going to be a battle like we have never seen. We're right neck and neck.
So the one thing he was not figuring is nobody knew about October 7th and the president backing Israel, which is the right thing to do, but going half-assed into it is typical him. And now that's militarized and radicalized some of the Muslim community in your state. How much of a problem is this for the Democratic Party?
I think it's a huge problem. You've got Rashida Tlaib there, who is leading the charge. I mean, Joe Biden yesterday says that it was a MAGA heckler that came to his speech and said, ceasefire, ceasefire. This man has his own staff on his White House lawn out there with masks on because they don't want to be seen, saying, we don't believe in what you're doing in Israel.
The people that you picked to work for you have so little regard for you, they're protesting against you.
Yeah, at your house. Yes, yes, it is. And so that is a huge problem in Michigan because we have a very big Muslim population, a very big Jewish population. Those two factions are very much against each other. It puts Michigan in an interesting political situation, certainly for Republicans, whether it is on the presidential or the Senate race. And I don't think we're getting enough attention that we have an open Senate seat right now. And Michigan is not going well for Democrats.
Well, what about you? Are you going to run again?
We will see how things go in the state of Michigan. Yeah, I'm watching. I mean, and I'm playing. You know, we have a lot of work that we're doing on the behind the scenes in races in Michigan to change the way we run races. I told you, you know, I look at what we used for messaging in my race and how we ran ads. It was wrong. I learned a lot. I want to take what I learned and help people in the state.
What was wrong about it?
We should have hit her more on COVID. We should have hit her on her record. We should have targeted people with ads. We shouldn't have spent our money on broadcast. People aren't connected to that anymore. They use connected TVs. They use their mobile phones. We had the opportunity to get the message directly to them about what she would do with their money. She had a state of the state last night, and it was like Oprah's favorite things. I'm giving you this. I'm giving you that. But the problem is at the end of the day, you walk out with the bill. You know, she says she's giving away free preschool, free college education. There's no free with the government. We're paying for that. She's building houses. She's taking $1.5 billion to build houses in the state of Michigan. This is socialism. Since when does the government build houses? She has no plan for growth in the state. And so those are the things we should have hit her on. Education is at an all-time low. We didn't hit her on this stuff. We made that mistake. I won't let people in Michigan make that mistake again.
And she's not, is she term limited?
Yes, this is the end.
Okay.
I believe she'll go to Washington.
And as you know, there's a book out now that says that she was Joe Biden's pick and that Barack Obama said you have to pick Kamala Harris. And he ends up giving in to Barack Obama. What do you think the reality is? What do you know about this?
We had heard on the ground that her staff was already in D.C. with realtors, picking out places to live, that she had been told by Joe Biden that she was the pick. And then he came back to her and said, sorry, we have to go with the diverse pick. You are not the choice. And I think that since then, he's felt indebted to her. She's the co-chair of his campaign. I believe that Michigan is just in the background for her now. She's planning on a cabinet position or something if she's not running for president, if he lives.
If he survives.
Yeah.
I mean, you can imagine what a swap that would be. The first minority woman vice president gets swapped out for a Michigan governor. I don't see that happening.
No, they can't do that. They can't do that. But she's going to be given something big. I don't think she's in Michigan for the next 2 years. They put Gilchrist in, her lieutenant governor, and then she moves on.
So this line five, tell me the impact of it. It goes underneath the Great Lakes. It goes right into Michigan. And suddenly she might cut it off from Canada?
Yeah, so Enbridge, the company that owns it, said, we will encase it. We'll make sure we have a cement tunnel under the water. We'll encase it. It will be as safe as possible. It is the safest way to transport this as it is. If we shut
transport
down...
Transport energy.
Energy, yes. If we shut this down, we're moving 2,500 trucks of oil a day through Michigan. Impossible. You can't do that. But that's what their plan is. She and the liberals in Wisconsin are working. They have right now... They have the okay to shut it down. If they shut it down, 60% of the people who heat their homes in the UP, they don't have any hope except for a truck traveling across the Mackinac Bridge every day. Give me a break. How dangerous is that? Other than that, we could put it on a barge in Lake Michigan. That's also incredibly environmentally unsafe. There is no solution. These are radical political policies to pander to people who are environmentalists that have no plan of safety.
So you mentioned before about Sean Fain not voting for Trump. Here's what he said to Neil Cavuto.
Let me be clear about this. A great majority of our members will not vote for President Biden. Yes, some will. But that's the reality of this. The majority of our members are going to vote their paychecks. They're going to vote for an economy that works for them, and they're going to vote for a president. When you look at these two presidents, the choice is very clear about which one stands up with the working class and stands up for labor, and which one stands for the billionaire class, and that's his base.
Wow. So Trump made the effort. It's hard to say he's not a blue-collar president, and he's making him earn it, but he's saying that whatever I say, they're going to do whatever they want.
But I took that as he's saying, I mean, Biden's the one that stands with the billionaires. No one has come to Trump's aid and said, I'm going to fund him. In fact, billionaires have said, we're stepping away from Trump. So I heard him literally say, the guy who is going to work for my members is Donald Trump. But somehow I was forced to endorse Joe Biden. What do they have over these union bosses, whether it is the teachers union or the UAW? These guys, for some reason, take paycheck money from their members and hand it over to somebody who creates policy that closes their plants down and they lose jobs because of it. It's pretty sick.
It's pretty insane. But my hope is when you actually see that the windmills aren't working, like off the coast of New Jersey, when you see that the electric cars aren't effective, like they're not working when the Midwest gets freezing. People are not going to deal with this. Like when the UP, Upper Peninsula, doesn't have oil and gas, what are you doing? If people effectively say, if you shut down Line 5, what it does to the Midwest and how this is a political play that's not going to pay off. See, it's not like it's not a choice of technology. The green technology is not there.
By the time you see it, we're broke. And the problem with that is that the reason that third world countries continue in the situation they are in is because they don't have access to energy. Energy is the lifeblood of the world. That is how you are financially prosperous. We will not have that in Michigan, but by the time we see it, it'll be too late. The hope that we have is that Governor Whitmer just signed a bill that will take away local control. So you talk about windmills off the coast of New Jersey. Now we're talking about putting windmills all along the coast of Lake Michigan. The people in those communities, that's our tourism. That's how we make money. There's no way they're going to be okay with all of a sudden these windmills going up. Once they see that, they'll say, these Democrats don't have our best intentions in mind. We're suddenly have oil dripping out of these into our lakes. Give me a break. This is an environmental disaster. They don't care about the environment. They'll do that. They bring in the Chinese battery plant into the state of Michigan, right on our major water source, and no environmental testing for that plant. Every other American company has environmental testing, but not that one.
When was that?
This just happened in the last year, and we exposed this story. Fox helped us bring the story out.
I thought we stopped it.
The battery plant will still be built. They overturned their entire town council in the last election, and they're still working to shut it down. But Whitmer has stood by it, so she still has them coming. It's still coming.
So, I mean, that's one thing that someone like you or any Republican should be right in front of that plant, President Trump. The next day, Mike Rogers, who wants to be the next senator, should be right there and say, is this okay with you?
100%. Yeah, absolutely. This is what I'm saying about Republican messaging. We've got to be hitting hard on the things that are hurting Americans every day, whether it is hurting our water, our farmland, our pocketbook, our national security. Those are the things that we know how to fix, and we're not talking about it. I mean, for all the issues on parents' rights, you know I'm a huge advocate for that. But that's not winning elections, because people want to make sure that things that affect them every single day in their pocketbook, whether it's their children's safety for policing or drinking water, we're talking about those things. That's where we need to be.
All right. Tudor, there's a couple more things. I want you to hear this. You mentioned that Governor Whitmer had an address last night, State of the State. This was part of her introduction on Free Junior College. The potato.
Hey, Governor Whitmer, how's it going?
Hi, Professor Potato.
This year, we will work together to make the first 2 years of community college tuition-free for every high school graduate.
That's right, Professor. Michiganders will save an average of $4,000 as they earn their associate's degree.
Hey, that isn't small potatoes. That's a big deal.
Later, Tater.
So how are you? What was the point of that?
This is because the new generation, everybody, I mean, I talked to a professor a couple of weeks ago, and he said, when I ask kids now what they want to be when they grow up, they say famous. She's playing into that. She's trying to be famous. She's trying to be a famous politician. But let's not forget, this communications team that she's built that is so big and creating these videos that take a lot of effort. I mean, you have to digitally create a potato.
Yeah, right.
We're paying for that.
Right.
That's coming right out of the budget. Our taxpayer dollars went to create this embarrassing, and it's embarrassing. I mean, it's one thing if you do something funny. This is humiliating.
I agree. Tudor, stick around. A couple more minutes when we come back. And then what are you going to be on tonight?
I will be on tonight, Kudlow? Kudlow, yes.
Larry Kudlow.
Yes.
You have to use both names.
Larry Kudlow.
Back in a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I remember a particularly bad storm a few years back. The lights went out, my kids were terrified, all our food spoiled, and we were completely cut off from the world. I swore I would never put my family in that situation again. That's why I created the Patriot Power Generator 2000X. The Patriot Power Generator harnesses the endless power of the sun to power your lights, TV, medical equipment, and even your fridge. And the Patriot Power Generator is completely fume-free and silent, so it's 100% safe to use indoors. And the Patriot Power Generator never needs gas, ever. Go to PatriotSolar6.com now to see our entire line of powerful solar generators. From powering your cell phone while camping to powering your entire home, we have a power solution to fit your needs and budget. Go to PatriotSolar6.com now. That's Patriot, S-O-L-A-R, and the number 6.com. But order now before the next storm while we still got stock. Order today and receive free shipping and a free solar panel. Go to PatriotSolar6.com now.
We all make resolutions this time of year, and let's face it, most of them won't stick. But here's one that's not only easy to keep, but it'll help you feel healthier all year long. Navage. Navage provides quick drug-free nasal relief by washing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. This time of year, when everyone is sick, Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, if they're effective at all, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat, without drugs. This New Year's, resolve to use drug-free Navage to help you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose. Healthy life.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. Scott Peterson could get a new chance at a trial after the Los Angeles Innocence Project announced they are taking up his case. Peterson was convicted of killing his pregnant wife, Lacey, after her disappearance on Christmas Eve 2002. While Scott initially helped look for her, he became the prime suspect after reports came out that he was having an affair. Her body wasn't found until April in the San Francisco Bay. The 51-year-old is currently serving a life sentence for the slaying of his spouse and their unborn child, Connor. The LA Innocence Project confirmed to Fox News Digital that they are representing Peterson and are investigating his claims of innocence, seeking evidence from the original trial. Peterson supporters argue that Lacey's murderers could have been suspects who allegedly burglarized a house across the street from his home. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Oliver Platt of The Bear, who I caught up with at the 75th Emmy Awards.
You know what's crazy about the first time I heard someone say, yes, chef? I was eating a sandwich in a park. And there was a group of teenagers walking behind me on the other side of the fence. And I heard them. They were talking like, yes, chef. I don't think so, chef. Behind chef, all that patois from the first season. And I was like, holy crap, because a little tiny show like that. I mean, honestly, I think FX loved it, but they didn't know what they had. And so it really was sort of this insane word of mouth thing.
Do you have a new appreciation or know so much more about the restaurant business?
Big time. I mean, I know a tiny bit about it. Only like my brother is actually a food critic for a long time. And I've worked on a couple of things, stories that haven't take place. But one of the things my brother told me, really, he's like, dude, this show that you're on, you know, the one about the Greasy Spoon in Chicago, is one of the best shows I've ever seen. And that quickly was echoed by a lot of people who knew what they were talking about.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
In 2019, our members were out there holding the line at GM on a national strike for 40 days. Trump was the sitting president. He said nothing. He did nothing. Not a damn thing, because he doesn't care about the American worker.
That is Sean Fain. He's got a few different personalities. Did you notice? Tudor Dixon is here. Ran for governor. Is in New York City. He's got a very successful podcast. Tudor, so what do we believe? Do we believe the guy who was talking to Neil Cavuto? Or do we know the guy who's saluting the president with a picket walking the picket line?
No, we support we know that the guy who's talking about what his members will do is the truth. That's the truth. He's admitting that his members need somebody who's going to support them. I'm telling you, the Democrat machine is so strong when it comes to, hey, it's time to pay up. We're going to send our henchmen to break your knees, or you give us the money. They want the union money. For some reason, these unions give them billions of dollars to run for office, and they're not going to let that go. The Democrats are not going to be like, okay, you chose President Trump. For some reason, they must have something that they've got holding over his head, but he's out there admitting his members will vote for Trump.
How do you feel about Nikki Haley hanging in there?
Look, I think it's really hard to ever tell anybody it's your time to leave. If you've run for office, you know that that's the hardest decision you can make, to walk out of a race. Because it's not just people say, oh, this is arrogant, this is her. You have so many people that you've promised, I'm going to do this for you. You've had so many people say, I need you. You've taken money from people. It is a personal decision. You have to sit by yourself. Your family members can't make it. Your advisors can't make it. You have to go, okay, I have to go out there and look at the people that said, we've got your back, and say, I'm stepping away from you.
Right. Do you get to keep the money, right?
You don't get to keep the money personally. I mean, right. You have to figure out how that works in a political sense.
But, yeah, I mean, you don't cash in on it. But if you want to run again,
right,
it's important. If you're in a fruitless campaign and you have ambition after, don't overspend and then wish you had that money.
Well, that's the – see, this is what I think will happen. I don't know. But this is my theory. In the next few weeks, she has to put a lot of money into South Carolina. You don't want to go to your home state and be blown out. If in a few weeks it shows it's not going to be a good thing, she has to bow out before she embarrasses herself.
All right, good luck on Larry Kudlow. You're going to be on Jimmy Fallon over the weekend,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that'll be great. Tudor Dixon, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, keep it here. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply.
Get ready for a game day experience like no other. Join Wind River Resort and Casino for the ultimate tailgate party. January 11th in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Indulge in a mouthwatering buffet featuring a winning lineup of tailgating favorites. Score on cash and prize drawings throughout the game. Must be 21 to attend this exciting event. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River. For tickets, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Many experts say the White House has been slowly reducing its support for Israel, and not for reasons of geopolitics.
It's because Joe Biden now views Israel and this war as a political liability that is costing him political support among the far-left anti-Semitic wing of the Democratic Party.
Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton tells Salem Radio Network the Democrats are likely to lose ground at the ballot box this November as Americans see the president back away from supporting Israel.
Voters across the country are going to be moved against what they see as the growing tide of anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism in the Democratic Party. And Joe Biden's apparent unwillingness to stand up and refute those wings of his party.
A snowboarder spends 15 hours trapped in a ski lift in freezing weather at a Lake Tahoe resort. The woman boarded a gondola around 5 Thursday evening, and she says it stopped just minutes after. She was still in the sky. She yelled for help. Nobody heard her. She wasn't found until the lift started again the next day. Conservative economist Stephen Moore says he has mixed feelings about the latest snapshot of the U.S. economy.
We did get a good GDP report for the fourth quarter of last year, so we're all happy to hear that. But, you know, when you look at how the economy is performing for people in the bottom 50%, you know, you just don't see a lot of gain.
He says many American families are still struggling to keep up with higher prices brought on by trillions in government spending from Democrats.
Average American has lost about 3% of their paycheck adjusted for inflation since Biden came into office. That is to say, most Americans are poor as a result of Biden's policies.
Stephen Moore was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
A historic stone church, a landmark in downtown New London, Connecticut, collapses into rubble.
Lester Harris had just parked his car Thursday afternoon when the towering gray steeple and part of the roof of New London's First Congregational Church fell in on itself.
I heard this boom sound, and I looked to my left, and there was the church all in one piece, but then it just collapsed right down the middle.
At a news conference, New London Mayor Michael Passero says they believe only one woman was inside, but she was not hurt. The scene was a jumbled pile of stones and shattered timbers, with much of the building still standing. Students from an adjacent dormitory that serves at Connecticut College have been moved to a nearby hotel. Audio courtesy WFSB. I'm Jennifer King.
Americans are being urged to use caution when visiting the Bahamas. The State Department increased its advisory level for travelers going to the Caribbean country, saying violent crimes like armed robberies and sexual assaults have been occurring in both tourist and non-tourist areas. News and analysis at townhall.com. Tesla is the latest automaker to announce a recall. Rich Thomason has more on the story.
The EV maker is recalling nearly 200,000 vehicles because the backup camera may not display an image. The recall covers certain models Y, S, and X from the 2023 model year. All are equipped with full self-driving computer 4.0. The company says software instability may prevent the camera image from showing while the Teslas are in reverse. Federal regulators say it can increase the risk of a crash. Owners to be notified by mail starting March 22nd. Rich Thomason reporting.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton defying the Biden administration's order to allow federal agents into a Texas park. Shelby Park currently has razor wire along its southern border to keep out illegal immigrants. On Friday, Paxton released a statement saying they will not grant Border Patrol agents access and they will not allow them to turn the park into an unlawful port of entry. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening. We have a lot to discuss this hour, a lot of things, moving parts. It's going to be great to talk to Jamie Metzl shortly. You know, Jamie's a great friend of the show, member of the WHO Advisory Committee, senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, former National Security Council official with the Clinton administration, and Riley Gaines, author of Happy No Snakes Day. She's going to be with us, too. Riley Gaines, the outstanding college swimmer who took on that whole trans athlete situation, because believe it or not, some women want to compete against other women at the high level. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
It's called Bidenomics. If you notice, all the major economists who are talking about is going to be a recession next week, next month. But all of a sudden, they're seeing the Lord.
Really? Well, let's see about that. But once again, the president, tone deaf in my view, maybe not yours, is out there talking about Bidenomics. He spent $40 million this summer selling Bidenomics, and it lost percentages of approval rating. But now he's got GDP numbers that are favorable. Let's see if that changes.
Number two.
I think at this point right now, the Senate and Congress have to deliver on a comprehensive border security situation. We should, absolutely. And I don't understand why it would be controversial.
That is John Fetterman. The border battle heating up on every level. Texas ramping up its states' rights on the border security. Biden's court fights are continuing, and so is the Trump court fights. He is back in court today. So that is what they're looking for, a broader bill. And all sides have problems with it, even though it's not even released yet. But the main one Republicans have, a trust that the president really wants to enforce the border because of the way he's pushing back on Texas, who are enforcing the border.
Number one.
We've only had two states that have voted. We got 48 more that deserve to vote. So we are not going to sit there and just give up.
We'll see. That is the former governor of South Carolina in South Carolina, still fighting but not winning. Nikki Haley continues to battle for the nomination. That is her right. I think Trump should embrace that, but focus on the national matchup, because that's what Joe Biden is working on. That'll actually help the president think bigly, if I could choose his word. With me right now is Jamie Metzl. Jamie, welcome back.
Thanks, Brian. Happy to be here.
Hey, Jamie, no one's talking about it now, but do you think China's watching the lack of support that Ukraine is suddenly getting? You think they're watching how Iran is ratcheting up things on us through their surrogates?
Absolutely, Brian. I know you've been a big advocate of support for the people of Ukraine who are fighting for their freedom and independence.
Yep.
It's all one struggle. Everybody is watching everyone. Iran is watching Ukraine and Taiwan. China is watching Ukraine and Iran. And Russia is watching Taiwan and what's happening in Israel. And we need to stand strong on each one of these fronts, because if we just pick and choose and we say, all right, we're supporting Israel, but Ukraine is on its own, we're going to have a problems that are going to be global. So you've had it exactly right from the beginning. What's happening is there is an assault on freedom, on democracy by China, Russia, and Iran. And the United States and our allies need to call this with the evil for what it is and stand up to it.
And we also note the alliance. North Korea is providing the artillery. The Russians seem to be providing the intelligence. China weapons have turned up in Gaza in the hands of Hamas. That is certainly for real. And we also know that the Houthi rebels are almost solely backed by China. Excuse me, by Iran.
By Iran.
And guess what? They were trying to get the attention. The Saudis were trying to get our attention on this. But this administration totally reversed the policy and told the Saudis you better stand down and told the Houthis you're no longer on the terror list. So that has been a epic disaster.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Houthis, I mean, yes, we can say that we have a conflict with the Houthis, but the Houthis are a creation of Iran. They're controlled by Iran. They're armed by Iran. So we just need to be honest about who we have this conflict with. And if we're just bombing a bunch of stuff in the desert in Yemen, we probably need to do that because of these attacks. But we need to make pretty clear to Iran that attacks by the Houthis will be perceived as attacks by Iran. And we need to be smart and strategic. We need to make clear to Iran that enough is enough.
Sweden looks like they're going to get admission into NATO, and they've made the statement, as is Norway and Finland, that they really expect the Russians to make a move on those fronts in the next couple of years. They think they have a couple of years. The ramifications of attacking a NATO nation hit home. Don't you think the administration should be making that known, that the Russian plans to move forward are not only thought to be concrete, but thought to by the people who are on the border of Russia, and that if a ally is hit, we are treaty obligated to respond, and that you could walk away from Ukraine, but you just be postponing a major war that we have to be involved in?
Absolutely, Brian. Right now, there are major NATO military exercises in the region in order to deliver that message. And I guarantee you, as you know, as you said in the intro, the Russians are watching our politics. And every day that Congress doesn't support arms for Ukraine that are so badly needed, when they see American politicians like Donald Trump and some of his surrogates supporting Viktor Orban and saying, hey, this isn't our struggle, it's really dangerous. We need to make clear across the board, Democrats, Republicans, independents, everybody, that America stands for something. It stands for freedom. It stands for democracy. And we are going to do everything possible to support the brave people in Ukraine who aren't just fighting for themselves. They're fighting for us. They're fighting. It's like the wall from Game of Thrones. They are fighting to protect us. And if we don't win that struggle, exactly as you said, we're going to be having to fight struggles that are much closer to home, right, with actual American soldiers fighting in Europe. And if we don't want that in the future, we need to hold strong now.
Well, I also think that people are watching and seeing us strung out, knowing that China and Russia to some degree are pulling the strings and trying to distract us. Shouldn't we have a grand plan on how to not let go of the Pacific, knowing we've got limited assets, by the same time responding to threats in the Middle East?
Yeah, completely. And that's why the United States, as strong as we are, and we have the strongest military in the history of humans on planet Earth, we can't do it alone. And that's why allies and partners are so important. And all of our allies are watching us to say, hey, will we stand by our allies? Will we stand by our treaty commitments in Europe to NATO? Because together, America and our allies and partners are much more powerful than Russia, China, and Iran. But we need to stay together. And that's why I definitely think that the messages of strength are really important. But it also, those need to be tied to messages of unity and collaboration with our allies. And Europe is starting to get it. Donald Trump was right. I mean, as always, he didn't say it artfully. But in this case, he was right, saying, hey, Europe isn't carrying its load for the common defense. Europe needs to spend much more on developing its military capabilities, do more. And Germany has this hangover because they were living in this fantasy world, basically with under the U.S. security umbrella, feeling like they didn't have any enemies and they could just, you know, not arm themselves and be beneficiaries of trade with Russia and China without any responsibility. So I think that we really need to make sure that the message is we need to stand tall, and everybody in this camp of freedom and democracy has an important role to play.
Yeah, I guess we'll see what's going to happen. One thing is pretty clear. Getting everyone to pay 2% is important. And what people at home should be listening to is Mark Thiessen outlined brilliantly. He said, look, if Latvia, if Estonia, if Poland, if all these other countries see the threat, guess what they're going to need? Patriot missiles. Yep. They're not asking for gifts. They will write the check, especially healthy economies like Norway and Sweden. So you could say we get rid of our old stuff. We bring in the new stuff. We have customers pay for their stuff. And this is a win for everybody.
Yep. No, it's such an essential message, Brian. Again, you've been steadfast on it, but it's really worrying to hear the voices in our democracy, in our government, in our elected officials saying, "Hey, enough is enough with Ukraine. You know, we shouldn't be fully supporting, arming, helping arm Israel. We shouldn't be supporting and helping arm Taiwan. This is all one struggle. If we lose anywhere, we're likely to lose everywhere, and we have the means to hold strong, as we have done for many decades since the end of World War II. But to do it, and it's why I'm always so happy to speak with you, Brian, we need to invest in our commonalities. Democrats like me and Republicans like you, we may not agree on everything, but there's a whole lot that we can agree on as patriotic Americans, wanting our country to be as effective and powerful and prosperous,
right,
and values driven as possible. And so we need to invest in those things, because if we become this tribal nation of all these different tribes with no common ground, and anybody who reaches across the aisle to try to build a coalition gets hit on the head, regardless of the underlying issues, that's going to be very dangerous for us and for the world.
So let's talk about China for a second. And people are starting to talk about what WHO is doing, trying to make, trying to maneuver to the fact is next time there's a pandemic, they will make the rules on what we here in the U.S. will be able to do or not do.
You know, it's a double-edged sword on this sovereignty issue. On one hand, the reason why the WHO couldn't be very effective in the earliest days of the pandemic is they have almost no authority. And so when China was lying, they weren't able to have their own investigative authority. When China blocked the WHO investigators from going to Wuhan, even though there were some really questionable things about it, there was nothing that the WHO could do. So we've all suffered because the WHO isn't empowered. But if we build a WHO with the authorities to do things like do its own investigations when something suspicious is happening in China, that will infringe on national sovereignty everywhere, including our own. And I don't have a perfect answer for that, but it's in all of our interest to have a WHO that can get answers and do some basic things that need to be done on a global level.
But you know what, Jamie, they lost me the way they – when they spent the first 6 months of the pandemic praising China and didn't demand inspection. I don't want those people control of anything I'm doing. And this guy is not even a doctor who's running the place. But Jamie,
he's a doctor, Dr. Tedros.
Dr. Tedros, what does he do?
He's a doctor. No, he's a doctor. He's a friend of mine, and he's a great guy. But what I will say is that the WHO, it's they're kind of in a no-win situation, because for them to have the authorities to do the job, they need to have those authorities. But if they do have them, there are lots of people who don't trust what they're doing. So there's no easy answers to it. Our country has been struggling with this issue since the League of Nations, which we rejected after World War I, and then with World War II, there was kind of a fudge between national sovereignty and international obligations. So these answers aren't easy, but I think we have to wrestle with them to try to get to the right answer.
Right. So, Jamie, the last minutes we have remaining, we have opportunity. The Russians have lost 300,000 fighters in Ukraine, and there's some unrest within their country that could be exploited, number one. Number two is China's economy is not reviving, and it's probably worse. Whatever we get is probably worse than they know. People have lost their ambition. A whole generation is not pursuing jobs like they used to. There are not opportunities like there were. Construction is falling through the floor. Real estate doesn't really exist at this moment. They overbuilt for the population that's decreasing. There are five-alarm fires inside China. How do we best take advantage of that?
So you're absolutely right. People have thought for a long time that, oh, China, it's just going to get better and stronger, and we're going to get weaker and weaker, and it's inevitable that China is taking over the world. It's not at all. They have terrible weaknesses and terrible flaws, and it all starts with their politics. I mean, when you go to China in Tiananmen Square, you see the portrait of Mao Zedong hanging. He's responsible for the deaths of 47 million Chinese people. So the entire Chinese Communist Party is based on a foundation of lies and murder and repression. And so definitely we need to hold strong and not let China do these things that they're getting away with. And whether it's on trade or aggression in the South China Sea or Taiwan or all sorts of other things. And the other thing that we need to do is we need to invest in making America as strong as it can be. And that means with a flourishing, strong democracy, a flourishing, strong economy. And politics are a healthy part of our democracy. But we need to prevent our politics from becoming a dumpster fire of tribalist destruction. And so there have been times when we've come together in the Second World War and other times, we say, hey, we have a big job to do. We recognize we have differences, and we need to respect those differences and negotiate them. But we need to find a way. I mean, government is about compromise, and we can't all be extremists on one side or the other. We need to find the best way forward together. We are blessed in this country with incredible geography, incredible people, the most talented people in the world. If you're not already here, most of them want to come here.
Right.
We've got everything, but we need to make sure that our processes are making us stronger and not weaker.
He is Jamie Metzl. Jamie, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Brian. Anytime.
Great segment. When we come back, your turn, and then bottom of the hour, Riley Gaines. Brand new book out, and she's got a great message. Don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders like bacteria, pollen, and yes, germs with Navage Nasal Care. Navage flushes ultra-pure, refreshing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Don't get caught empty-handed this winter. Get Navage, the drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible, so Navage is a great way to spend those funds before they expire. Don't wait a minute longer. Buy Navage today and you'll breathe easier knowing you're putting your funds to good use. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
When disaster hits and the power goes out, are you going to be one of the victims or are you going to be prepared? Traditional generators are noisy, stationary, and require expensive gasoline, making them potentially dangerous. That's why I created the Patriot Power Generator from Four Patriots. Now when the power goes out, you'll be ready, using the endless free power of the sun to power your lights, TV, medical equipment, and even your fridge. And unlike gas generators, the Patriot Power Generator is fume-free, portable, and completely silent, so it's perfectly safe to use indoors, and it never needs gas, ever. Go to PatriotPower6.com to learn more. That's PatriotPower, the number 6.com. With the recent storms, we've had to double production to keep up with demand, so order now while we still have stock. Order today and we'll include a free solar panel plus free shipping. Go to PatriotPower6.com now. That's PatriotPower6.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. When you take a look at all the subscription services that you've signed up for, it's probably a good idea to ask yourself, do you really need to keep paying for them? Perhaps it's time to review what you have and see what you can trim, like that streaming service which has gone up in price. Determine which ones you watch and ditch the ones you don't. Or how about all of those shopping memberships? You might be an Amazon Prime member which offers a batch of perks, including exclusive deals on online purchases. But do you have to be a year-long member? Instead, think about canceling your Prime service and signing up closer to the time when Amazon offers sales for Prime Day, Black Friday, or the end of the year. Or how about that gym membership you might not be using? Or if you're paying a monthly charge for cloud storage, say with Google Drive or Dropbox, you might want to consider a free service instead. And don't forget to go through those mobile apps you signed up for but don't use, or music subscriptions. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Patrick Fabian, Michael Mando, and Tony Dalton of Better Call Saul.
How much do you think this show is going to be a part of your life, these characters a part of your life? How have you learned already that it really is? Like, when you go anywhere.
Yeah, I was in South Africa, in Cape Town, and a bunch of people watched the show over there, man. Yeah. It's like on the other side of the world. It's like, wow, man. It's amazing.
I was just in London, and I get stopped on the tube all the time. And, of course, they don't call me out by my name. They call me out by Howard. They're like, hey, Howard, what you doing in London?
Yeah. As it was the 75th Emmy Awards, celebrating 75 years of TV. We spoke about some of their favorite shows of all time.
The Wire. I mean, once I saw when I saw that, I was like, wow, what is this? And it's still one of my favorites to this day.
I'd name three. I'd say The Wire, The Sopranos, and Breaking Bad.
Well, I'm going old school because, like, The Brady Bunch, watching The $6 Million Man, even, like, Fantasy Island and The Love Boat, Double Bill on a Saturday night, those were indelible memories growing up watching TV.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
As legend has it, Abner Doubleday invented a little game called baseball in Cooperstown, New York, in the year 1839. Myth or truth, no one knows for sure. But 100 years later, the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum opened in Cooperstown and has done a great job of balancing the myth with the historical record.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now declare the National Baseball Museum and the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, the birthplace of baseball, open. May it forever stand as a symbol of clean play and good sportsmanship.
The first class in 1939 included Cy Young of the Red Sox, Phillies legend Connie Mack, Honus Wagner of the Pirates, and the Yankees' Babe Ruth.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We haven't seen a whole lot of Melania lately. She's not been on the campaign trail, but Brian Kilmeade of Fox and Friends believes she's about to step up and play a bigger role.
She always did play a big role. She was somebody that you could rely on.
I assume they haven't spoken in years. And then Kilmeade took the opportunity to kiss Trump's sizable but slightly less sizable now ass.
You look like you're in fighting shape. How much weight did you lose?
Yeah, so that's Jimmy Kimmel. They have one track, and it's all anti-Trump. We're probably not going to play him on our show again. Riley Gaines is coming up shortly, and she's got a brand new book out, Happy No Snakes Day, which is fantastic, along with her message too. And by the way, we will keep you up to date on what's happening. The one thing I could tell you as I was coming up here, the one thing Donald Trump will have to deal with, the numbers are looking better when it comes to the economy. It's growing at 3.1%. That is pretty impressive. The problem with the president's speech today and the foreign president is that no one really feels it. And the studies within those numbers don't reflect the numbers that we're all seeing. That's made Donald Trump come out and say, I don't believe any of those numbers, which is problematic in its own right. Keep it here.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, with me in studio is a very familiar face. If you're smart enough to be watching on Fox Nation or on the Fox News app, you just click on watch and just swipe until you get to radio, is Riley Gaines, author of Happy No Snakes Day. It's a children's book that she has out now, which is a great theme. And you know Riley Gaines, she's also on Outkick, where she has a show, Gains for Girls. Riley, welcome. Great to see you in studio.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Are you excited to have the launch of your first book?
I am so excited. I think this is, and you know this, we've really reached a precipice. We need alternative companies and alternative organizations who are pushing against, I would call them, cultural fads that we're seeing. So you think of things like Brave Books, which is who this book is with. You think of things like Patriot Mobile or Nimi Skincare. I mean, these groups that are pushing back. And that's exactly what this is. This is a book that teaches children about the importance of standing up for the truth,
right,
despite being afraid. So, yeah, it was super fun to write. The illustrations are just awesome. And I'm very excited.
What ages are you targeting with the book?
Elementary school kids, what we're seeing be targeted towards elementary school kids, you know, in these different libraries and things, you've got, I mean, the cover of these books, it's kids looking down their pants and all this crazy stuff. But this is
not your book,
not my book. No, this is what elementary school kids need to be reading, and younger parents can read these to kids who can't yet read.
Right. And it isn't just about, knowing your gender.
No.
This is just about speaking up.
Absolutely. It's just about the virtue of speaking the truth.
Right.
Brave Books, they are very pro-God. They're pro-America, which is something that seems to be lacking in corporate America nowadays. So, yeah, that's what this book is about.
All right. So Riley, for you, what has the last couple of years been like for you? How is it so dramatically different from when you were swimming, looking to finish out? And you told me, I think, that you were going to be a dentist or a dental hygienist.
Yeah, what I wanted to specialize in actually was endodontics, which is like root canals. I'd already put my deposit down, accepted my seat into dental school, taken the DAT, and scored in the top percentile nationally. Could have gone anywhere I wanted for dental school. But now here we are, and man, this is never a position that you could imagine yourself in or that you could really even be prepared for. And truthfully, almost kind of ashamedly, I didn't have any sort of background in understanding our government or civil process or civics in general. I knew we had three branches. That's quite literally it. And so I've been so eye-open this past year and a half, really, in understanding how our government works, the political sphere, the media. I mean, gosh, I've just been eye-opened. And once you are eye-opened, it's really hard to turn away.
And you didn't.
No.
You dug in.
Absolutely. That's really what I've dedicated myself to now, is fighting back, pushing against, again, the media, corporate America, academia even. It's been super fun, I'll say, to watch kind of the dismantling of even these institutions that once would be called prestigious, Harvard, UPenn, MIT, there's many more to expose. It's infiltrated into every realm. The left has seemingly overtaken the public square. And so we need people who are, I won't say unafraid because there are fears, but we need people who are courageous, who, despite being afraid, stand up for what is true and what is right and what is fair and what is just.
Yeah, between what's happened in sports, and we'll get into that, but also what's happened since the October 7th attacks.
Right.
It's exposing you. I mean, you're smart enough and athletic enough to play Division One, to swim Division One. And again, the University of Pennsylvania, and excel. So all those things are extremely rare. But were you aware of the left-wing bias that was taking place?
I knew media bias in general existed. But, oh, my gosh, I did not understand to the extent. Speaking of what's going on, what has gone on since October 7th, if you watch the two main media outlets, Fox versus CNN, one will say the war in Israel and one will say the war on Israel. And it's such a small, subtle difference, but those things matter. And so now that I've noticed it, yeah, it's just impossible not to notice. And I feel compelled, really. I feel responsible in sharing this kind of knowledge to people my age, especially,
right,
being 23, you know, college age, Gen Z people. They're not keeping up. Which they need to be, because ultimately this is going. We're going to be left with this country.
Right.
We are the future.
And the thing that I think is so just alarming is, okay, not so much me and you disagree, but I want to destroy you for disagreeing with me. Excuse me? What are you trying to do? I'm literally canceled. You know, the governor of North Carolina was just on. Now he's with No Labels, and he said, you know, I literally was one of the first canceled because he believed that men and women should use separate bathrooms.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
No, I know. We've reached that point, and they'll really stop it. There's no links they won't go to. In my own personal experience, I've been spit on. I've had drinks poured on me. I've had glass bottles thrown at me. I've been punched by men who are wearing dresses, which fortunately for me, their punches don't actually hurt that bad. I've been held for ransom for over 4 hours, where these protesters demanded that if I wanted to make it home to see my family safely again, I had to pay them money. And all for saying men and women are different. I've had people show up at my house. I mean, I've had people stake outside my hotel rooms saying the most obscene, awful, profane things you could possibly imagine. It's wild.
And your thought was, instead of backing up, I'm doubling down.
Yeah, it's really kind of reassuring, truthfully. And it took me a while to get to that point where I could understand this. But when they're so desperate to keep you quiet, it means you're right over the target, and they don't waste ammunition on targets that they don't want to hit.
Riley Gaines is with me now. Her children's book is out with a great message, Happy No Snakes Day. And it's really for kids to show some courage in school, to stand up what they think, what they believe in, and not be bullied. But this whole transgender thing, people try to say, well, there's a lack of tolerance for people. You don't know, understand what people are going through when they want to have their gender identity. And once they go through it, why can't they play sports like you? What is your answer to that?
Well, first of all, women should not be just reduced down to merely a testosterone level. That's what we're seeing a lot of these governing bodies like USA Boxing.
What the hell is that?
I'm still trying to figure that one out. I mean, that's the most crazy thing. In the name of progress, weirdly enough, we are glorifying men for punching women in the face, giving them prize money and titles and championship belts. I mean, that's just, it would be objectively funny if there weren't real consequences,
right?
Because it's like a Saturday Night Live
because
skit.
These are trained fighters.
Right.
So you,
right.
You learn to be a trained fighter as a man, you become a woman, vice versa. Regardless, you spend 8 hours a day learning to hit other people.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. So, but anyways, despite that, men and women are inherently and innately different, more than just the testosterone level. You have things like lung size or heart size or, of course, height, limb length. I mean, the list goes on of these differences, even in swimming, my sport. It might not seem like a big deal, but men have, on average, a 40% larger throat than women. And that matters when you're grasping for air. And that's not going to change with testosterone suppression. So these differences, they are there. They are real. God, when he created man and woman, that should be really the only distinction that we need.
So today I just picked up this story. At Rikers Island, a former prisoner in a women's jail is suing New York City for allegedly and their jail staff for ignoring her warnings back last year that a transgender woman housed among females was actually a man pretending to be a woman. According to the suit, the victim was not only believed that the alleged perpetrator was lying about their gender identity, but the prison was purposely instructed to claim that he was transgender by the DOC staff so they could stay in the female dorm where he would have access to female inmates. And you said to me, what, when I told you this story?
Well, first of all, this is not unique to just New York. In New York prisons alone, they have posted placards, and they're all women's prisons about pregnancy prevention. And they're all women's prisons. It's happening in New Jersey, Ohio, Kansas, and California. Of course, in California. In recent weeks, there was over, I believe, 1,600 men in the state of California apply to be in women's prisons. And yeah, these are men who are convicted of heinous things such as kidnapping, child pornography, rape. And they're getting into these women's prisons, and they are raping these inmates, these female inmates. But, truthfully, can we even be surprised by this when these are the systems that we have in place? How can they, how do they not think people are going to take advantage?
They're already prisoners. They'll do anything to cheat the system.
Yeah, yeah.
Why wouldn't they say, let my incarceration be something more enjoyable?
Absolutely.
Right.
And that's what's going to continue happening. And you know how many women who have now suddenly identified as men to get into men's prisons? Zero.
Absolutely zero.
Zero.
Yeah. No kidding. So that's what we're seeing now. Are you still swimming?
Here and there. Not necessarily competitively, but I'm doing some running and marathons and triathlons. And I still love competing. I love to win.
Right.
So, yeah, here and there.
So you got out of the water, but you're still competing.
Absolutely.
Triathlon should be right up your alley. The hardest thing is to swim.
Well, I beg to differ. That bike, it gets me.
Does the bike get you?
The bike gets me. I know.
Wow.
I know.
I thought the bike would be the easiest for you.
I know.
What is it, 2.5 miles for an average triathlon?
Well, it depends. You have different distances. And so a sprint triathlon is 400 meters swimming. I think it's 12 miles biking and then a 5K. But I prefer the Olympic distance, which is 800, half a mile swim. I think 25-ish miles on a bike and then a 6-mile run.
Are you even winded after a half mile swim?
No, it takes me like less than 10 minutes.
Oh,
maybe.
My goodness. Yeah, and did you ever get burnt out from swimming?
Which is very common. I swam from the time I was 4 till 22, so that's 18 years of your life you dedicate to your sport, which it's 2 times a day, every day. In college, we swam 6 hours every day, 15,000 yards plus, which is 10 miles every day.
And it's solemn, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one word to describe it.
Well, you got to be self-motivated, and
yes,
that's going to work in your life. It got that toughness. Do you have a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, so listen, Riley Gaines is here. Her book is now out today. Publishing day. So happy No Snakes Day is it. If you're thinking about getting a book for your kids with a great message, that's where to get it. At Riley G. Barker is where to find you, right?
Yeah. And so, you can look up www.bravebooks.com. If you subscribe to their Freedom Island Book Club, you can get my book for free.
All right. There you go. Thanks, Riley.
Thank you.
Just keep it here.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Tender steaks, juicy burgers, tasty chicken. Omaha Steaks is love at first bite. Now get four free boneless chicken breasts and four free boneless pork chops with your order at omahasteaks.com/sizzle. Omaha Steaks Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, Top Sirloin, Premium Ground Beef Patties. It's heartland perfection. Order at omahasteaks.com/sizzle and score four free chicken breasts and four free pork chops. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single-line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single-line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast, featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, Riley Gaines is here. You got to go pick up her book. It's really dealt for kids. For parents listening right now, you're driving, just remember this name, Happy No Snakes Day. You could go to Brave Books.
Yep.
Or do you have it on your website too, I imagine?
Yeah, yeah. On my Twitter, which is Riley_Gaines_, there's a link there. You can buy the book on its own, or you can subscribe to the subscription service and get my book for free.
All right, so you've been in a tornado really for about the last 18 months.
Absolutely.
We were just going over who, as you go to fight for women in sports, which I thought we would, I thought it was a done deal with Title IX. That used to be controversial. Title IX, men's sports, in order to get the numbers equal to women, were cutting different sports.
Right.
That was once the controversy. Now, where all those women that work so hard to get here, you're almost divided. You mentioned that Billie Jean King is fighting for the trans men.
Yep.
And you have Martina Navratilova, who is firmly
lesbian,
in your corner.
Yeah. She's a part of this community. So they call it the LGBTQ community. And really, it's kind of crazy because we don't agree on much else
right. Outside
of this, talking about political issues. But she's totally on board because she was an athlete. She knows that she wouldn't have had the opportunities and success that she had she had to compete against men. But, you think of someone like Billie Jean King, who is really who we have to accredit Title IX to.
Yeah.
You think about it. She played in the Battle of the Sexes. It was this huge thing. She won. And now Billie Jean King, along with the National Organization of Women, which is just mind-blowing, they're leading the charge in totally undermining everything that they once fought for. And they're actively fighting for male inclusion in women's sports.
People, women must be really confused because they used to know exactly who to follow and who's setting the pace. And now they aren't. But do you find that you're winning people over because your argument's so solid?
Definitely. Not only is the argument solid, it is the most basic of arguments. We're at this point now where it's kind of like this whole emperor wears no clothes thing. So many of us are thinking it. So many athletes and coaches and parents and medical professionals, the list goes on. So many of us are thinking it, but people are terrified to say it. So, yes, we're definitely winning people over. I don't think it's, you look at the media and you look at how our government officials, elected officials are voting, and you would think this is a very partisan issue that falls on party lines, but it's not. Every poll shows. There was a recent Gallup poll that showed over 70% of Americans agree that men should not be in women's sports or women's bathrooms.
So Leah Thomas in particular, she's the one we always see famously. You're behind her when no one really knew who you were. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
She had won a meet, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you know the picture I'm talking about?
I do.
What is that? What was that meet?
It was our national championships of 2022, which is, of course, it's the meet you work not just all year for, but all your life for. It's comparatively, it's faster and more competitive than the Olympics because of the depth that the U.S. has. So the fastest meet in the world. Thomas won a national title, swimming 3 years on the men's team previously at UPenn, ranking in the 400s and 500s, mediocre at best, to then dominating the entire country of women.
Right. And your husband, then I guess fiance or boyfriend, swam on the same team, right? He's on the men's team.
Yeah. So my husband competed against Will Thomas. And so to now kind of have this come full circle, and I've also had to compete against Will, Leah Thomas. Just as we said before the break here, it's like a South Park episode or like a Babylon Bee headline, but it's real life now.
Right. It is. And now, what kind of life that Leah Thomas has graduated.
Right.
And is, I guess, in law school.
Right. And that's this is the thing that kills me, because we hear people all the time. I hear it all the time when I travel state to state. We hear people say, look, they just want to be happy. They just want to live their life. First of all, Thomas was invited fully to undress in our locker rooms, exposing his male parts, all of the things. But Thomas now, and this is all through social media, it's all public through social media, openly a Satanist, openly a communist, openly a part of Antifa, how I feel and how a majority of us felt is we were being forced to by the NCAA to basically participate in this person's fetish, because now he's dating another trans-identifying person who is a male who identifies as a woman. So two men
pretending to be women.
So two men who call themselves lesbians. And look, I don't want to police what people do behind closed doors. Of course not. But don't infringe upon me.
Right.
Don't come in my locker room exposing your male parts. Right.
It affects you. You're swimming two times a day since the time you were four. You want a shot at a national championship. Thank you. Going against other women. Steroids used to be a big controversy. And lastly, this guy finally had his surgery, and he keeps his testicles in a jar.
That's again, through social media, it's on there. They have their testicles pickled in a jar on their mantle at their house.
Hard to imagine, and I'd rather not. But I mean, that's what you're dealing with, and that's what you worked your way through, and that's why your Outkick show is so valuable. Gains for girls, because I have both my daughters are college athletes too, and I worry, especially soccer. If a man pretending to be a woman goes out there, you're talking about head balls, crushing,
right,
physical game, let alone boxing, which is insanity. I don't know if she would play if actually she saw that.
Yeah, no.
Pick up Happy No Snakes Day. Thanks so much for stopping by on day one. Hopefully you'll be a regular guest.
Of course. Thank you, Brian.
And pick up out, and don't forget to watch her on Outkick. Keep it here, Brian Kilmeade Show.
We all make resolutions this time of year, and let's face it, most of them won't stick. But here's one that's not only easy to keep, but it'll help you feel healthier all year long. Navage. Navage provides quick drug-free nasal relief by washing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. This time of year, when everyone is sick, Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, if they're effective at all, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat, without drugs. This New Year's, resolve to use drug-free Navage to help you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.